For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Welcome to Punch Drunk Sports. Thank you for tuning in, you savages. It is Punch Drunk Sports in the All Things Comedy Bunker. Bam! Me and the Teebs.
Hi, everybody. Let's keep it fun.
You know, we're supposed to have a packed studio, and it's just you and me.
Yeah, we have like 11 guests.
This is like my 18th birthday party.
I know.
Everybody's going to show up, right? No. They're all going to get here.
Dad's coming, isn't he, Mom?
He's going to be here.
Your father's in a bar, Jason.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. Thank you for tuning in these chaotic times. Not to get political or anything, but God, it's crazy out there.
Is it really?
It is crazy out there.
How did that go from like, I don't want to get political, guys, but how will you go get political?
I'm just saying, thanks for tuning in. We all need a little distraction from the chaos. That's all I'm saying.
Did you think, and Lord knows, I don't want to get into it too much, but did you think in week one this would be this crazy with Donald Trump?
8 days in? No. Yeah.
I'm surprised at the level of crazy. I love that Russian guy is dead. They found that guy dead. The guy that had all the news on Trump in the hotel with the peeing and all that. He's just dead in his car in Trump's first week. What a coincidence. I watch Homeland. I know how this goes.
This guy can't stop talking about Homeland. He just loves chicks who fuck terrorists. That's his whole thing.
Yeah, because it gives me hope.
Yeah.
It gives me hope.
Guys, again, thanks for tuning in, and, you know, time to pay the bills. Guys, SeatGeek for all your ticketing needs. Tebow, tell me about SeatGeek.
Well, you, sir, are going to a concert win.
Run the jewels fast. Sing it, run the jewels fast. Say it, run. Fuck the slow-mo. I'm going to be going tomorrow night.
And you got that off of the SeatGeek app,
yes,
guys.
I
buying
did.
Tickets online for sports and concerts has been a confusing process for a long time. It's been hard to find the best deals, games, our shows, or concerts you want to go to, and none of the older ticket sites want to change that. But SeatGeek is different, guys. They've come a long way and created an amazing app and website. So here's what you do. Download the SeatGeek app. Have it on your phone. Go to settings and in the tab and click add promo code. Enter the code PUNCHDRUNK, and that will get you $20 off of your first purchase of any kind of tickets that you want.
It's easy peasy, bro.
Easy peasy. SeatGeek does all of the price comparison for you by searching multiple ticket sites and ensuring that you get the best possible deal. SeatGeek does all the work, and you save time and you save money, guys. So go to the SeatGeek app, put in the code PUNCHDRUNK, and that'll save you $20. And
make that money on that Super Bowl. Okay, that's a different sponsor, but yeah. BetDSI for all your bet needs. Go to BetDSI, use Punch Drunk, and get that $10 betting cash for the Super Bowl. Put some money out. We're going to talk a lot about the Super Bowl. We're super stoked about it. We're going to get into it. Some interesting shenanigans already going on. Shenanigans with Shanahan. Already getting into that. BetDSI for all your bet needs. Put in Punch Drunk. Get your $10 betting cash, and it will take a couple hours, but you will get it. UFC, Punch, Super Bowl, NBA, more UFC. It's getting interesting, so go there. And go to punchdrunksports.com and use Amazon links for all your Valentine's Day purchases. Get those ladies those flowers. Get those ladies those pashminas.
Buy a coffin if you need.
Buy a coffin for your lady because you're into that weird-ass shit.
Also go to KmanCoffeeCo.com. Use code PUNCHDRUNK. That saves you 15% off of everything in the order. And as always, don't forget about our PUNCHDRUNK Patreon. Sam and I are going to be doing another mashup podcast, stand-up show with a super secret guest. Once we confirm him, we will let you know.
Where are you going to be?
I will be at the Comedy Store this week. I will also be at the Improv Lab doing a show with Jeff Richards in a couple weeks. I'll tweet about that. Let's see. Super Bowl Sunday, I'll be singing the national anthem at the Burger King parking lot on La Brea sometime around noon. And this is a big one, Sam. You ever heard of the club The Revolution? It's a big benefit for the Black Panthers with their annual White Lives Don't Matter variety show.
Oh, I'm very excited about that.
That will not be televised, as revolutions generally aren't. So get on that. And in October, I'll be working in a pumpkin patch. So, guys, be a part of that. Again, Comedy Store this week, and I'll be at the Improv Lab later in the week. And then Sam and I are going to do another stand-up podcast mashup show. We're trying to get a
get
big guest.
That.
I won't say who it is, but he talks like this, cocksucker.
Okay, we got I am going to be at Captain Brian's.
Oh, nice.
In Florida, February 9th through the 12th. Captain Brian's,
that's
come
in
out.
Naples?
Naples, Florida. Come get weird. And I'm also going to have the Rantateurs will be live at the Comedy Store. It's ladies' night. We got all your favorite female comics on there. Brandon Schaub's also going to be there, and Mike Tully from the Jason L. Show. So check that out. Bam! We paid the bills.
Solid as fuck.
Hey, can you go get Frank? He said he's here. Thank you. Guys, a lot of crazy shit going on. My house, you know Dana, my girl.
Of course I do. Family.
Our television goes back and forth from ESPN, CNN.
Sure.
Like, what I am to what pornography to me is what CNN is to Dana.
No. But you both are well versed in both. You are not a stranger to CNN, nor is she to ESPN.
Dana knows
her sports. She really does.
She'll
when you were like out of town, you were in China. Dana hit me up. She's like, "Hey, come by and watch a Clipper game." I'm just hanging out. I'm like, "Cool." Just went over there to watch a Clipper game. A lot of girls don't do shit like that. You know
Did
what
you
mean?
Hit it?
I fingered her with my dick. If that's
fine,
you're getting at.
I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that.
That's fine.
Fingering with your dick. Speaking of fingering with your dick, I met Aaron's wife.
So did I. And I was looking at her. I go, "I'm so sorry." I go, "Blink at me once if you want out of this." And, dude, she started blinking so much, I thought she was having a stroke.
I was like, "I'm encouraging you guys. I'm so encouraging. I want to watch you guys bone." She just stared at me.
She goes, "Oh, you're the ones that say we're always getting a divorce." I was kind of like, "Those are just jokes, Ludie."
Yeah, it was fun, dude. It was a great time.
Lovely wife. Very
lovely
great
wife.
Thank you. Great
oh,
to meet
look
your
who's
wife.
Here. Look who's a little late.
He's coming. He's
he
on Celebrity
he's
Mexican Stoner Time now that
was
he won
that
the roast
you that
battle.
Sent me that here? I bet you Frank, who wants to take a bet that Frank went to the wrong place?
I don't think that he did, and I'll tell you why, Sam, because, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Fight Nanny.
Fight Nanny.
Finally show up.
What's the over and under on actual words Fight Nanny will say on this podcast today?
I'll say a lot, because I feel like I'm going to be roasted and replaced by Frank again.
No, nobody can jerk off to Frank.
It's funny that you said that, because I did, the other night I did Brett Ernst's podcast, and before I went down there, I ran into, like, Youssef, and I was with Tate. That same night I saw you at the party here, then I went and did Ernst podcast. I go, "What's the over under on words I get in on a Brent Ernst podcast?" And Youssef goes, 9.
You're not. Yo, and he just goes, "What is their podcast about?"
It's pretty fun, actually. It's
well, they're both two wonderful people.
Both
Brent Ernst,
wonderful people. Yeah,
and Pete Giovanni.
Yep, Pete. Yeah, love both those guys.
Pete Giovanni is a his hair is still perfect.
Oh, the guy's a great guy. But they just do like top 10 lists on different subjects. So they were like top 10 video games you're growing up on or whatever.
Oh, that's great.
It's a lot of fun, but you just argue the whole time.
Yeah.
And I guess the week before,
how's that different than this show?
You just argue about different things. But the week before, I guess they had top 10 board games, and Ernst wasn't there, and he was so mad about the list he wanted to bring it. And he's like, "How the fuck is Monopoly not in the top 10? And I'm like, "Is this a real conversation? Are you really that upset that Monopoly?" I'm like, "What about Hungry Hungry Hippos? That's not even a board game."
That is a board game.
My mom used to make us play that outside because it was too loud and she hated it.
Well, because Mama wanted to drink heavily.
It's a dumb game.
While you were outside.
No, that's true.
Your mama wanted to get shit-faced, call over the black neighbor to come drop some pipe.
I can't believe you guys started on time. I
drop
time.
Some
you
pipe.
Started right at 11?
Drop some pipe.
What?
Dropping pipe is great.
That's what's called. Oh, she want the pipe. Yeah. She want the pipe. That was made famous by J.R. Smith.
Come over and tuck some dick in the mommy. The kids are playing Hungry Hungry Hippos out in the treehouse.
You had your brother. Are you older or younger?
I'm older.
Okay. Do you have any other siblings?
Kind of.
What's that mean?
I had a complicated life. My mom wasn't around, so my aunt raised us. So
we have a
cousin that's my age.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome to the show,
Roast Battle Champion.
Hi.
The man, the myth, the legend. He used to be Stat Boy, but now he's the Roast Battle Champion. Frank Castillo, everybody.
Hey, what is up?
Frank,
great to see everybody.
Welcome back to the show.
Wow.
Dude, I got to be honest with you. I could not be happier for you. It was so fun to watch. You were by far the best. I mean, in my opinion, it wasn't even close.
The only thing I wanted you and Dosh in the finals because those are the two guys I was rooting for.
Yeah.
And then when you guys had to battle in the semis, I was like, damn it.
Yeah. I liked Alex Hooper, too. I think he's
a wonderful writer, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alex was great.
Great.
It was insane because I want to point out for Alex, it was like he did a character and committed.
Yeah.
And his writing, if you look at on paper, every joke he had double tags, triple tags. It was amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that was the only thing that kind of messed him up was just that I think his performance and everything just almost outshined how great his writing was.
Right.
Yeah. And it also set him up for a couple hits, too.
Yeah, it did.
And when he got called, "This is why you don't feed Richard Simmons after midnight," and you can tell that just hit him.
Which is so funny because it's like in the belly room that people have hit him on that so many times, he's always ready for it. But it was like on TV, it's almost in the sense that it was just something that he'd almost forgotten. That it's like, of course, someone new is going to try to hit me with that same kind of joke, but it was that version of the joke though was so good. It's so good. I've heard a lot of Richard Simmons jokes against Alex, but that was one of the best ones.
Let me ask you, what was the joke you said about Dosh that I was my favorite about Cuban baseball players?
Oh, I said Joe's a lot like a baseball. He loves getting smashed in the parks by Cubans. I had a tag for that because there's a moment where you see me put my hand up, but the wave came out, and I was just like, you know what, I can't do
that. Oh, is that how you can signal to the wave not to come out?
No. Well, sometimes, like, if you have something quick like that and it gets a pop, the audience will laugh, but it's also like, if you put your hand out, so you're, like, you'll tell the audience, like, shh, because I have more, because it's like you can get one more out if you can do it. And the tag I had for it was, he's had so many foreign objects up his ass, he shits subtitles. Which is a great tag, but that first part had gotten such a big pop, and the wave already came out. It was like, I don't need to do it.
Sometimes they kick over your sandcastles.
A little bit, but it's also like that's just another thing you have to deal with when you're up there. Mm-hmm. Is just you have to deal with the wave, and it's like you have to be ready to just
They're way better fly. In that one-round format where it's you, me, because when you do the three-rounders like they have in the belly room, and you go for like 5-6 jokes in a row in the middle one, a lot of that's where you can get good tags and good callbacks. Yep. And they come up in the middle of something and they give birth to a gigantic fucking lizard or something.
Yeah, it's tough.
And then they leave. Your callback, then you do a callback. They don't even remember what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
The audience is like, I just saw a fucking man shave his pubes.
You got to audible that shit on the fly.
Exactly.
What is the wave based off? I've always thought it was based off of bowling when, like, you get a strike and on the screen, like, a funny thing happens and then it comes back off. Yeah. Where is that from? Is that from video games?
What do you mean? Like, why?
What is it based off of?
Like, they used to just do the wave, and it was all black people that sat right there.
Yeah, it was.
They would do the wave, and then it slowly got more and more and more and more.
Jack Knight, Keith Soul, Trey Stewart, Willie Hunter. I think
the Haitian guy.
Yeah, they weren't even there yet.
No, this is way before then. This is when it was. It was just all like six black dudes just sitting there.
Yep.
And then I can't remember what happened. They just like shouted or something. And then like
probably the cops showed up.
Yeah. Moses was just like, oh, what was this? The
all nigga wave.
Yeah. It was all nigga wave. He's like, I didn't know what blacks can swim. It was just something stupid like that.
And then
all of them at once were just like, whoa. And that was the birth of the wave.
Yep.
And then Did the, Watkins
does the All Black the wave get a lot of pussy from the show?
I would assume so. I mean,
I feel like it's like the roast battle is a lot like working at the Saddle Ranch. Like everybody eventually fucks everybody.
Yeah. Right? I knew a lot of people that worked at the Saddle Ranch, and that was the most incestuous place.
You're going to hit that. You're going to hit that. Yeah. You're going to hit that.
It's just too many good-looking people. Oh, yeah. It's like being on the road rules or real
people,
world or something.
People either love the wave or they hate the wave, but everyone that loves the wave tends to be a woman.
Yeah, because they all got their shirts off. Jamar Neighbors is obviously HGH-ing at some point.
Oh, God, it's so funny. It's my favorite, dude. The wave's the best.
So, I mean, like, did you feel like you had a shot to win it going into it? Who did they think was going to win it?
I think that was, I mean, I'll go from the beginning. It was like, it was just getting in it for me. I was just excited and I was just happy. And it was one of those things where I was like, it's a privilege to be in this thing.
Don't hit
the
table.
Oh, sorry. I was like,
what are you, a fucking amateur?
You know I am. I was like, it's a privilege doing this. So it's like,
it is.
I got to be able to take, I was like, I can't think I'm going to win the whole thing. I was like, I have to take each battle differently. After I beat Jay, I was like, all right, sweet. This is cool. And then after I beat Anna, I was like, all right, I got to fucking really make sure I fucking tell. I was
no.
Like, oh, shit. Because Joe was the toughest, and I was like, if I could beat Joe, then I could beat, I feel like I could take the whole thing.
Right.
Yeah. through the writing process, do people help you write?
Yeah. The way they do it is for this one, they had like, they allowed you to have like a cut man and stuff. And it wasn't like I had the person like write all of the jokes. It was more like we worked together.
Yeah.
It was me and Dan Nolan. He was like,
oh,
my
you had
comment.
A good one.
He was my, he's my best friend.
Dan Nolan's great. You both
dude,
look like you could shoot up
handed
schools.
Me, he fucking
you do look like you guys would
like
have trench coats with guns on your sweaters.
That's what we did. We
shoot
sat down.
Up.
We sat down and then we just wrote. We wrote. We wrote. And we had a fucking whiteboard up. We wrote premises. It was a lot of strategy. That's what Dan fucking really helped me with. Was I mean, we both had like strategy. We had great jokes. Fucking
so.
Like,
what did
tough.
You did you pay him in like money or was he allowed to bang your mom?
Oh, he both. It was both.
Okay, that's cool.
Dude, he fucking was. Dude, I could not have done it without him. This one, it was insane, dude. He was
that's where you're like, hey man, here's $50, but if you bang my mom, you got to give me 30 back.
take us through like, I'm gonna be honest with you. Todd Barry is one of my favorite comics. I did not think he was a good roaster, I don't want anyone else to say anything on that. I think Todd Barry was wonderful. I think he's one of the funniest dudes I know. That style was not good for that. I know he got pushed through because they basically got, they got it. I mean, in my opinion, even though I don't think they need it, I think they're like, we got to have a name on this. And they're like, let's get Todd Barry. And they probably were like, we're going to push you forward through the whole thing. I think he got better as it went.
Mm-hmm. No, this is what I think happened. It was like, he was good the first two rounds, but it was just, he had the same style. It was like, because that's the thing is, this is different than stand-up. It's just, it's a lot of just, it's like fighting, you know what I mean? You have all your jokes, you had everything you're going at, but it's like, you know, by the third and fourth round, he was going against people that were really good at battling. So it's like he had to like memorize and all these things. So you can kind of see it where he relied more on just, I mean, he's a comic that's been doing it forever, and he was great at just being on stage and handling it. The other thing is handling all that pressure, you know?
Right.
But the more it got on, you can tell it was just like, oh shit, like it started getting competitive.
I just got your text, by the way. You're here, apparently.
Perfect.
I was about to text
Miller.
You guys. I would still be out there.
TJ Miller got kind of nasty with Matthew Bussard, huh?
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Like,
I
do you think
bad.
It was real?
No, I think that was just for the show. I think that was just
I mean,
for
he
show.
Was shitting on him.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Bad. I'm like, Jesus.
It was the funniest thing in the world.
And even in the second round, when he was in the finals, he was like, you shouldn't even be here. Why are you here?
I was like, God damn.
And they went off on Natasha.
So funny.
Because you look like a fucking guy Natasha would fuck. Why Moshe Kasher sitting right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, he's
in
the back. What's he going to do?
Yeah, what's he going to do?
One of the few people
hey,
I'd love to fight.
Hey, come over there, suck your dick.
There was a moment where I just locked eyes with him, and I looked back, and he was like, I was like,
when he stumbled in the finals, were you like, I got this?
There's a moment where you look on, there's a look on my face, because I couldn't believe I beat Joe. Well, I got to say this about the Joe battle. It was the only way I knew I could beat Joe was because Joe's a great writer, and I had to outwrite him, but it was also like I had to play his game. And he curtsied and did stuff at the end of every single joke that hit, if you look at the first few nights. And in my battle against him, it was like he hit me with a joke, and then I hit him with the joke. And then after that, I just looked at him, and I just curtsied super slow. And it was just fucking it. The crowd, I felt like at that moment, I had the crowd immediately.
Because
anytime he curtsied after that, it just deflated it.
It is without a doubt, a home field advantage.
Absolutely.
For the Comedy Store Comic.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that game was invented there, pretty much. I mean, yes. You know, so everybody that's done that a bazillion times in there, even Olivia had a little bit of an advantage because you know the flow. You know how that would roll.
Yeah, I mean, if you look, I mean, when I went up against Matt, that was the thing. That's why, like, winning against Matt was, like, when he fumbled, that's when I was just like, oh, shit. Because there's a moment of just, if you look at the video, there's a moment on my face where I'm like, holy fuck. I was like, I can fucking do this. Like, I was like, I can do this. Because it was like, I've been in battles enough to know that it's like,
Give me a ballpark of how many battles you've been in.
At least 22 battles.
Didn't you two battle?
Yeah, we battled. Yeah. We battled.
Who won?
He won.
Upwards of 20.
It's the only loss I had. Only loss I had.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I've been thinking about doing it.
It's crazy, man. It's tough, dude. When he stumbled, I knew I was like, all right, I could do this. And I think the crowd knew it too, but it was like, all I had to do, I was like, I just can't fuck up. I was like, I just got to keep this momentum. I was just like, I just got to nail every joke and not stumble, and it's good.
That's the key, man. You really, if you flub anything, and it kills the whole joke.
Well, it depends, because that was the thing. He fumbled, and then he was like, ah, and then he went to go say it again, and I heard the rebuttal went on stage when he said it, and it was a great rebuttal. It would have been a rebuttal that was good enough to swing the momentum right back, and the fight would have been even again.
Yep.
And the rebuttal he had was, because I said, it was the One Tree Hill joke. It was like, Matt's a lot like One Tree Hill, Matt loves One Tree, or whatever. I can't remember right now.
Yeah, it's like Matt something One Tree Hill, not the show, but where you...
place for his family to hang black people. And that hit, and then he was like, Frank, I hate that you paint me as a racist. I paid you to paint my fence, I paid you to paint my house.
Yeah.
Great joke, but he said it while the crowd was still laughing and reacting. And that's one of those things where, like, have you been doing it a long time? You know to wait for the crowd to laugh.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And then it was like he did it again, and then the DJ, like there was a sound effect, so he still got lost it again. But he switched it to a looks like joke, which was smart. He did it. He just switched it to a different joke. He just didn't have enough confidence or swing behind it. And it was a looks like joke, and it was a good joke. But then I came back with him with the Matthew McKinda gay, which was such a stronger looks like joke.
Let me ask you that. Is that a common thing done in Roast Battle? Because I saw Alex Hooper do it once, and I thought that was his thing.
What do you mean?
Or is that where you take somebody famous and you kind of change
their
name?
No, that's everyone's got those loaded.
Oh, yeah, those are small little jabs that you can hit. But the thing that, and it was like Mike Lawrence really started doing that in the first battle. And that's the thing is, like, it's like when you fucking, it's like watching Muhammad Ali when he starts to first do a fucking different style. All the other fighters are like, oh, fuck, that's a thing. Like, oh, shit, that's a great counterpunch. But when me and Jay went up, it was, you could tell there was a moment. That's why it was one of my favorite battles is he hits me with the looks like joke on his turn. And then I fire right back because it's like you hit him with a looks like joke. Then most people pause and wait for the laughter and then hit the rest of their joke. When he was waiting for the laughter, I just hit him right again with a looks like joke of my own. And it popped again.
His momentum?
Yeah, but he went over the top and hit me again. Jay was the only one to come back at me with it, and it was great. Everyone else just was like, ah, and they got shook.
Was there any moment where you were doing this and you started to get like kind of like your back to the wall and you're like, fuck, I don't know if I can do this. And then you go, I got to do this for Punch Drunk.
Every moment. That's all I said. That's all I said. I was
fuck
like,
yeah.
I
gotta
do this
hey,
punch
dude,
drunk.
Listen,
this
man, make no doubts about it. Punch Drunk is where winners win. Okay? Winners win.
Yes. You leave this show, you blow up.
Yeah. Well, look at Mickey Gall. You think he would be this good of a fighter if he didn't listen to this fucking podcast? It's our words that have sharpened those skills. I'm sure there's sometimes where he's in the fucking, he's in the clinch and this guy's trying to move for a Kimura.
And he's like, what would Ari do right now?
No, and he just thinks, why would I lie? And he just gets him.
And then it just that's just like Popeye.
It powers him through it.
Yeah. It's like when Hulk Hogan was getting put to sleep and then his arm would come back up and you're like, yeah, why would you lie?
We are where winners win. So if you're an athlete, if you're a comedian, if you're an actress, if you're doing, you
want
to get into the porn industry.
Gay porn.
Start listening to the podcast.
Can't stress the gay porn part enough.
Well, last night I was on Twitter and I saw that this young transsexual porn star was missing and I retweeted it. And my friend's like, hey.
Found in a dumpster. Headless.
No, they found her in Utah, which is probably the last place you would look for a transsexual
porn
star.
Yeah.
That's a good way to hide. If you want to go on the DL and you're a transsexual porn star, Utah would be my choice.
100%. My friend's like, yo, you just retweeted that because, you know, it was like Flippily or something was her last
name. Oh, really?
And I'm like, no, dude.
That's what I picture your name if you were in the circus and you were like a trampoline gymnast guy that just flips all over the place.
I was like, you know
what,
man?
Give it up for the amazing Flippily.
I'll always retweet a missing person. On top of that,
it's very kind of you.
Who found one? Somebody retweeted something and somebody famous. Somebody retweeted, might have been a Clipper or somebody, like tweeted, hey, they can't find this person, and they found them based on their retweet or something.
Well, I don't know. They found this, but they found this person probably based off my retweet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this guy's like, why'd you retweet? Because they are like, no, man, first of all, she's missing, so I want to help. And, you know, two, I'm weird. And three, it's like in these hard times, you want to keep everybody around who's willing to suck your dick to make you feel better about yourself, right?
That's
in
true.
In these hard fucking times.
In these hard
we
times,
can't lose
we can't have
job
enough
people.
We can't lose. We need all the mouths on deck.
Yeah. The one job we can't lose.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you want to suck dick, I will retweet you if you're fucking missing.
Right?
So that was great. I gave a shout out to Jeffrey Ross because I really feel that he took care of a lot of people who did the show over the years. How long has Roast Battle been going?
Oh, it's been going
three years.
I owe that guy a lot, man. I mean, he...
What are you going to, like, fucking trim his bushes for
free
for a
month? Oh, yeah, dude, listen, I'm gonna fucking, I'm going to trim all his bushes. My family's going to clean his house.
I need a nigger wave right now.
but it was just, I mean, dude, he's known me since when I first started coming around, when he started coming around and stuff, and I would just, he was nice enough to let me just toss some jokes in the back, and I just ghostwrite and just send him as much as I want. He didn't use a lot of it at first, but it was just, after a while, he would use like one or two, and it was just kind of cool. And then I think it was just it was just cool for him to give me the opportunity to show him that it's like, dude, just fucking give me the chance, and I'll fucking take
it. I wrote a couple roast jokes for him that got on the roast.
That's a great feeling.
I don't know why I didn't fucking do the roast. I don't know, man. I did one. I got my ass handed to me. I was sick as fuck.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's a very, and you'll know, and I think that's why you get a lot of these like younger comics. It's a great forum for them because then you have a lot to lose. I mean, not only do you not get paid for the show, I'm not talking about like the TV one. I'm talking about just the regular, you know, the OG show. Not only do you not get paid, you got to come up with 15 jokes about something so specific you can never use it again. Unless you go on the road with that person and follow them. And you're like, by the way, the last guy, here's 15 jokes about him. And thirdly, your compensation is all of your dirty laundry spewed in front of 150 people that you know while they point and laugh at you. It's a lot to fucking take.
I feel like it's kind of like just getting bathed in fire. You know, it's kind of like a release. You know, it's a weird relief.
It's a public hanging.
It is, but it's like if you do good, it's great. And even then, it's like everyone forgets in a week. But it's like it's such, because it's like we bust each other's balls anyways. And it's such like a ballsy thing. And it's like, do I have anything to lose? Does anyone really have anything to lose? Like, we're all just men, right? Just fucking, or women that are strong. You know, just
let's
fucking
go crazy,
talking
get
shit
the
about
out
each
out
other.
Here.
Yeah. But I'm saying it's a lot of work.
It is.
Are you Ari?
But it's so much fun. It's
a lot of work to do. And that's why you get like somebody like an Ari or a Bert Kreischer, all these guys that are so busy doing things like, dude, I don't have time to spend. I mean, it's hours and hours and hours
I think on the show that you will see that they will, for some reason they think they need to have a big name do it. I think the show is big enough without that. But
I think they need big name hosts and celebrity judges.
I know. But in terms of the combatants,
I think they're just starting to realize that. I think me winning point made a great, great statement and a point in that it's like.
All of us are like, what is that?
What is he
that? Is the
Ring
professional.
No, no,
he started
alarm.
Talking.
What
and
is that? What yeah, is yeah. It meditation.
He's got
time?
A background music.
Yeah, it was such a great moment for me. I was like, oh, this
all
is like the Oscars.
I felt like you were on the Titanic. You were singing. You were just like,
but it made a great point. It's like, oh, this is just a door guy, but this guy's done it a bunch of fucking times. Like, this guy doesn't have any credits. This guy doesn't have a manager. He doesn't have an agent.
I'd much rather roast
a million times
a celebrity that's never done it or a big comic that's never done it than a door guy that's done it 22 times.
Exactly.
And is like, you know, 19-3 or something like
and
that.
And now I think that's what they're starting to realize, that they're going to have to, like, look at, like, everybody and really look. Because there's fucking kids that are I mean, you look
Who's
at your Keith Carries. You look at like Doug Fager. There's a lot of other guys that are around the scene that are going to fucking crush.
Let me ask you something. I love the roast battle. It's great. I call it the Chelsea Lately of this generation. Whereas Chelsea made features in the headliners. Roast Battles makes openers into bigger openers.
Yeah. It was funny because
it's
like
such
I
a
saw
weird
you
problem to have now. Yeah. You know
I saw
mean?
You right after you won, and everyone's celebrating and ordered all this food, and everybody's hanging out, and everyone's so proud of you. And you were just on TV a bunch of nights in a row, and then I'm on Instagram the next day, and it's like, hey guys, having fun at this open mic?
Yeah,
the sun's still up, and I'm like, God,
and that's
man, that's comedy
perfect.
For you.
And let that's, me. And I had to do that because it was like, it's
of course.
A, yeah, it's like what
it was. When Moses is answering the phones at the comedy store, I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, this is what I do. I'm like, you have a show on TV. Why are you answering doors, answering phones? So what's the next step for you, dude?
Well, I mean, I'm still going to fucking hit mics. I mean, nothing's going to change. I mean,
well, you have to, dude.
I have to.
You have to. And it's like. I try to sit down. I love Moses to death. I've been trying to sit down with him to help him fine-tune it. If you need any help, I mean, like, it's just, it's all about repetition at this point.
Yeah. And that's all I want is more spots.
What I would do if I was you, I would start doing one-nighters all around Southern California.
And
I would be promoting yourself as Roast Battle 2 champion, taking any fucking gig and start working on doing an hour.
Yeah, and that's what I want to do. And it's like.
No, you should do it. Yeah. I mean, okay.
I mean, I want to write a show. There's a lot of things that I want to write, and
but
please,
you got to strike right now. You got to strike right now. So yeah, I mean, because the truth is, it's like you got this heat, you know, and it's gonna be great. If when they start doing another one, it doesn't mean you're not gonna have the heat, but it's like you got to get ducks in line right now.
Yeah.
So you got to are you talking to managers?
Yeah,
What's that look?
Let's put it. I mean, I don't want to say anything, but let's put it this way: it was like I killed on NFL Combine.
Okay,
they're hitting you up. Yeah, it's fucking.
All right, so you got to go quick on that, and we could talk. I could talk to you about like my experiences with a lot of these guys if you want. Like,
and that's the cool thing about being a store guy is I feel like a lot of people have reached out and talked to me, like just like. Like people that I look up to and people that I can trust as other comics, you know, just giving me advice. And I love that. And that's the cool thing about family at the store where it's like, I feel like older comics that like me and stuff have been like, you know, they're like, we're not going to steer you wrong and stuff, you know?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you got a great look. You look so fucking Mexican. It's unfucking believable.
Yeah, but likable as fuck.
Yeah,
and
but
like
you look
white people digestible. You know what I mean? Like
very much. Like you look like the Mexican guy, like in the Midwest, that was like the coolest teacher that everybody had. Like you're the science teacher that's like,
totally
hey guys, you
want
to
like
see
that.
How to make a pipe bomb?
Oh, you totally look like Al Qaeda's accountant too.
Oh,
so
you
could do a couple episodes of Homeland if you wanted.
I've never been so excited for Trump to be president because now I can do like deportation. Commercials.
That's what I wanted
and
to
I'm
say.
Just gonna kill it.
Was there any? And I'm dead serious when I say this.
Is there a lot of Mexican Muslims?
I don't know if there is, but
probably not too much. They can't read the Quran, bro. They can't even read the fucking Spanish, let alone the Quran. Was there any? And I'm dead serious when I say this. Was there any moment of you that thought for a second, right after you won? On camera to being like, holler at me, Trump. What's up now? Mexican just won.
There was a moment where I was just like, I so bad if I was like, I want to do a fuck Trump chant so bad right now. I was like, that would be the shit.
Build the wall, anything.
They told me they were like, they have a delay where so it was like for the fucks and stuff. So I was like, all right, so then it would just be like, bleep, Trump, bleep. And I was like, that's not
Did you go back and watch it?
Yeah, I kept watching it.
What was the all black wave that they censored?
Oh, that was him. That was him shaving his pubes. But they didn't censor them peeing on Trump because I think it was like, or they didn't pee on him. It was just around because it's also not factual that he. It's alleged, so it was just
so
great.
Someone pulled down their pants, started shaving their dick.
Yeah.
They did that last season too.
It was,
didn't
their dick.
It was fucking Watkins.
Yeah,
it was.
Watkins
but they were ready. He
it?
Didn't pull his dick out.
Just
it was
his
just
pubes.
The top of his pubes. It was great. But also, it was a great feeling because it was like the first night they were like, do you want to do an intro? And it was like, oh, I want to burst through Trump's wall. And then like they built me a practice one. And it was so funny because there was like
they
Mexican.
They built you a practice
wall.
Yeah,
it was blank. It was just blank.
He's
tables.
Building you one too.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Were those people Mexican that
they
built
were Mexican
that, wall?
That were building it? And they were just like, what the fuck is this for?
Really?
And it, I was like,
were you like a house slave and they were field slaves? And they were like, oh, look at you,
the
tough
term
guy.
Is workers.
Okay.
But it was like they were like, "What's this for, anyways?" And I was like, "Oh, it's gonna say Trump's wall on it, and I'm gonna burst through it." And like they're fucking Mexican as fuck. They just looked at me and they were like, "Fuck yeah,
fuck yeah."
And every time,
Senor, do it for us.
Yeah, every time I passed them, they'd always just be like, "You the man?" I was like, "Oh shit." But the best part was I'm walking downstairs to get ready because they're about to put us behind the stage and then go out, and I see a white guy and he's riding Trump's wall. So they had a white guy paint it. And they had Mexicans build it. It was such a funny fucking. I wanted to just take a picture, but I just didn't have time. But it was so funny.
That would have been great.
My grandpa got to watch it, and he's a Mexican immigrant. And it was like the second night I came out to them, to the wave, waving a Mexican flag. You know what I mean? So it's like my grandparents get to see that shit. My cousins get to see
now,
that
shit.
Now,
do your grandparents get cable?
They do.
Okay. That's great.
They steal
it. What a great country.
One of them standing on the roof with like holding an antenna.
But yeah, so it's going to be cool.
Fix the rabbit ears, mijo. Yeah,
my favorite is that they only speak Spanish, so it's like they're going to have to watch it in subtitles, and it's just going to be fucking funny for them just to watch and just try to digest.
Are there roast groupies?
You know what's so funny?
Other than your girlfriend.
No one's tried to slide in my DMs at all, but people have hit me up asking me if my mom's single.
What?
Really?
Yeah, it's so funny. They were just like, "Your mom looked fine, dog. Like, congrats
comedians
on a rose battle."
Or
hey,
guys?
Dudes, comedians. Comedians probably jokingly, but like dudes
doubt
and
it.
Shit.
Like, you're going to be like, "Yeah, man, totally single. Here's her number, complete stranger on Instagram."
Yeah. But if a headliner's like, "Hey, man, you want like fucking February booked up?" I'm like, "Ma, listen, you need to go work."
That was a funny joke by Passard. Your Mexican mom is actually younger than you are.
Yeah, so great. But it's also like, that's not a joke about me.
Felt,
it still is, actually. He's my dad older than me.
Well, his first joke, I felt like he was behind the eight ball on his first joke. Because it wasn't even a rack on you.
No.
It was like a weird random thing where he kind of racked
it
on.
It was a nice way to start it off. I saw what he was doing. He was going to start off and build the momentum, and I liked it. That's how he was going to have to beat me, was just starting slow and then ending very strong. But, dude, that first joke I came out with was just over the top, and it shook him because you can kind of see. It was like,
what was it?
It was Matt's a big fan of One Tree Hill, not the show, the place where his family's staying black people.
Dude, I love the race joke, too.
It just shook him so hard.
I'm going to say this publicly. No. I love and support racism.
Yeah, we know that.
Oh, cool.
You stand your ground with racism?
I do that on stage. He goes, "Listen, I said that. Some people might think it's racist, and it is. Because I'm racist," and you just see people get fucking quiet on. They can't jokes with that.
Yeah, it's so much. It's so fun.
It's as dumb as it is. I also like to always do this one. I swear to God, I'm not even joking, but you just go, "Any racist in the crowd?" People's reaction to that is like, "Oh, God, no." It's like, you're lying.
My favorite, there's always one guy who's just like, "Fuck it. Yep." And you're just like, "Yeah, man. You know what? I oddly respect you. I know where you stand."
I would much rather somebody be like, "Actually, I kind of don't like Puerto Ricans for weird reasons." Whatever.
Well, it's a great talking point.
That everybody is racist. There's
everyone
a racism
in
everybody.
Has a small
without even thinking. And anybody that's like, "I am 100% not racist," let me talk to you for 20 minutes and I will show you where you are racist.
But that's because society has programmed us in a way, I think.
Yeah. Now it's the internet, but for the longest time it was MTV telling you. You know, just turning everybody into fucking pussies. Yeah. It's this bit I'm working on right now. It's like this whole notion that white people are evil. It's not true.
I love bit. I'm working on that one too. No, I'm
just kidding. It's just that white people aren't evil. They're just the best at evil. Their evil is better than everybody else's evil.
They got a great track record.
Yeah, because everybody else's evil is like local. They're global killers, you know? Yeah. It's like even Kony in Africa and the Congo. It's like, that's some D3 evil, man. You want to show me some good evil? Roll through Europe. That's some real fucking evil, man. Your evil ain't chicken, but you just up your evil game. Yeah.
Oh.
And chicks aren't, dude, your evil's nothing. You poison a baby here, you get an abortion, that's nothing.
Drown a baby?
You drown a baby, that's nothing.
Keep your shit together, twats!
How's that nothing? That's murder.
No, yeah, but that's...
One at a time, we're talking about mass murder.
Yeah, that's local evil.
It
you
makes
kill
sense,
on a local
though.
Level.
You guys are very, you know, you're methodical, you take your time, but you know, I get it, I like it.
You get hooked
Everyone's
on our
dying.
Dick smack, and then we hurt your feelings, and then you try
dick
to kill
smack.
Us.
I know.
It's local evil. That's why women hate men. You're not
baby.
As good as men. You're not, because you can't kill on a global scale. True. And that's all I got to say about that.
Yo, what mass murderer woman has there ever been?
Never. Never.
I mean, they do want equality. Women Joan have to stop murdering
helped
people.
Joan of Arc helped France. Big deal.
Oh, wait, no. Ty Floyd Mary.
Who's that?
What is that?
Ty Floyd Mary? You guys know Ty Floyd Mary?
Sounds like some kind of pot.
Ty Floyd Mary was, I think he was like, I'm going to fuck all of this up. It might Perfect. Have been 1700s when it was way back when the fucking medical science was terrible.
Oh, in 1700s? Yeah, medical science wasn't good yet?
Yeah. But she was just, it was when they were like, no, she's got something. We need to quarantine her. And she was like, I don't have anything. Look at me. I'm fine. And that was her whole thing. But the thing is, she didn't have symptoms. She was a carrier. So she wasn't like showing, she didn't have a runny nose or anything, but she was fucking super sick.
We had a girl like that in college called Herpes Helen.
Anyway. But yeah, so she went to trial. I think she went to trial and her defense was she was like, I'm not sick. Look at me.
And
look, I'm fine.
Tits out?
Yeah, and everyone was like, oh yeah, no. And fucking people were just dumb back then. So they were just like, no, look, she looks fine. She's great. Yeah, let's fucking send this bitch out.
I would love to see that trial.
Do you have poison pussy? Is that happened?
But she
I look sick? Well, yeah, I guess you're right. Court adjourned.
Yeah, that's what happened. It was crazy.
So then she got everyone sick?
Yeah, she killed like a bunch of people.
Yeah,
on
she
purpose.
Just went on a fuck spree.
I was more interested in history than your guys' shenanigans over here. I was like, what is this story?
So that's
I love
just
that
one.
They're talking about 1700 and you called it shenanigans.
I know. And mind you, he started the story off with, I'm pretty sure 100% of this is wrong, but there was this girl and her skin was made out of banana peels, and it was somewhere around Jesus'
she
time.
Got it.
So was your girlfriend at the roast battle?
Yeah, she was there all the night.
Was she mad that they only showed your mom?
Nah, she was like, I get it. Because my mom's a character. She's a huge character. It's like, it was one of those things where I was like, I had to tell her, I was like, all right, after the end of the night, I was like, all right, just so you know. I was like, we're going to go to an after party, and I love you to death, but there's so many executives here. I was like,
And famous people.
Yeah, and famous people. I was like, I just need you to, you know.
Was your mom trying to throw it at John Hamm?
Nah, dude, it was so funny. I was like, it's just
John
you behave.
Hamm was there?
Yeah, John Hamm was there. No, it was funny. It was like
grabbing that monster dick?
Dude, it was so funny. It was like, we get to the after party, and I turn around. I'm like, where the fuck's my mom? And then throughout the whole night,
Ham slammed into her.
Dude, I was throughout the whole night, I'd be drinking at a bar somewhere, and people would be like, oh my God, I just met your mom. She was great. She was in the bathroom. We talked for like 15 minutes.
So your mom's
like,
doing coke in the bathroom?
Yeah, I was like, is my mom doing drugs right now? Yeah. And she wasn't. I hope not. No, but she was fine. It was crazy. It was a great experience for her. She had so much fun.
Your mom probably, just like everybody else's moms, loved to fucking party and get
my mom
dick.
Had me when she was 19.
Oh, yeah.
She got in an accident.
As did mine.
She got in an accident.
Mine too.
She got in an accident, got a pretty nice settlement. And I asked her, I was like,
what kind of a car accident?
Yeah. I asked her, I was like, what?
Is that what they call pregnancies in Mexico?
Yeah, right. I was like, what happened? She was like, let's put it this way.
I was in a trunk coming over the border. Somebody rear-ended us.
I was like, what happened? She was like, let's put it this way. I had enough money to where I was like, I want to go to New York for lunch. And then I just want to come back. And she was like, and I could do that. And I was like, that's fucking crazy.
That's what they call fucking.
Granted, she was in Hoboken, New Jersey at the time.
Yeah. That's what they call fucking Mexican rich right
there. Yeah. And of course.
Mexican rich.
But of course. Yeah. It really is. But of course, her and my dad, they were just young kids. They kind of both just, you know, made mistakes and stuff and just fucking, it never panned out. And I think they lost the house and stuff. But this is all way before I was born.
Well, is your dad still around?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He flew down the two nights before. He drove down two nights before.
From where?
San Jose. He's a huge barfly. He works at Safeway. He's like both of his kids aren't at the house anymore, so he's just fucking like
living the dream.
He's living the dream, and his son's on TV. You know what I mean? He just goes to bars. He's like, yeah, my son. I taught him everything I know. Yeah, you want to come back and smash? You know, he just kills it. It's hilarious.
He bangs a lot of chicks,
dude. He bangs a lot of chicks. It's disgusting.
Isn't that great?
But this, he ended up. It was so
how
funny.
Old's your father?
My dad's like in his 50s, I think.
Uh-huh.
He it was like I think him and this one chick got in an argument, and she was supposed to like. Lend him his car or lend her his car so she can go. He can drive down to Los Angeles, but she was just fucking. She was like, "Nah, it's not gonna happen because she's a terrible person." but a comic in the local LA scene was like, "I'm going down to Los Angeles. I know your son. I know you. I will drive you." His name's Birdman. Super cool dude. He fucking
Birdman.
He's a comic. He's just an older guy, but he's great. He fucking drove my dad down, and I got to hang out with him.
That's cool.
Amazing. Yeah. But he got to see
shout out Birdman.
Yeah, my dad got to see me run jokes.
I'm assuming
jokes.
He's black.
He's a Mexican guy. He's great.
Uh-huh.
That's a black name.
Yeah, that's totally. That is a good guess.
Oh, it's
a
rapper.
Sometimes you see these black shows, you read they're like, earthquake.
Even though Birdman.
And you're like, is this a weather report or a stand-up comedy show?
Birdman in the NBA was a white dude.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I think there's a homeless guy named Birdman by my house.
Of course there is.
I know somebody named this.
But
how do you know the homeless people's names around your neighborhood?
Because I go on walks every day.
She
you know,
feeds them like pigeons. Steps.
And he just keeps going, hey, I'm Birdman!
They always talk to me.
Of course they are. I love watching homeless guys sling dick at chicks. You ever watch that? They're like, hey, girl, what up? You're like,
yeah.
Look at that guy. That guy's got nothing going on. He's still trying to sling some dick. God bless you.
Hey, dick rules. Dick rules. You can't help it. You got to throw it out there.
Should that be your new slogan? Dick
is
rules.
The best.
Nah, right?
Guys, we got a T-shirt coming out called Dick Rules. Homeless guy slinging dick.
Slinging dick.
So what's the next step?
Working on the hour, and then I'm working on some shows that I want to write. Because now it's like I have all the opportunities, but I'm still very young. And that's the best part about it is it's like everyone knows exactly where I'm at. So they know what to do. You know what I mean?
Have you hit up any PA people?
A few.
And what have they told you?
Wait, what's a PA?
Personal appearance.
Oh, okay. No, I should.
Yeah. Strike.
Yeah.
You got to strike, dude. Yeah. You got
to
strike.
Like, hey, how'd you like to have Frank come to your work party and shit on everybody?
Dude, I mean, I'm telling you, man. That
someone
is
actually hit me up about
a legit
doing
thing to do.
Someone hit me up. They're like, they hit me up. They're just like, how much would it be for you to come do Cinco de Mayo, like Mexican heritage? And I was just like, oh shit, that I would love to do it, but I don't speak Spanish, and that's gonna fucking be weird to tell you. But I mean, I
you
can
don't
find
speak
someone.
Spanish?
No, I don't speak a lick of Spanish.
Oh, yeah. Really?
No,
it's fucking fine. You know why? Because his family got here a while ago and realized, oh, I'm supposed to assimilate in.
And right. But now it's fucking crazy because my siblings now learn more. They have more language. They know more languages than I do. And it's like that's what you have to do to get like the best jobs is to learn all these different languages.
Yeah.
Depends on how Trump's going. But
do you have a website yet?
I do. I have everything. I set everything up.
Okay.
My Instagram's really cool. Frank Castillo. Got it. And it's just me going to all the mics and shit and just.
Well, here's what you do, dude. You're going to put on a little like a little flyer on your website. Go hire Frank. For personal roastings, I'll come to your company and they click on it and it can hire you to come and roast all their friends. And you can charge $2,000, $3,000 for that, plus the flight. And you can go out there and you make a quick hit. And then you're just going to do what you're going to do is you're going to set up some fucking one-nighters and you're going to start headlining places. This is legit, dude. You have legitimately could start packing out rooms.
Yeah,
you could also start saying you're like Don Rickles' illegitimate kid. You could go by like Don Pablo
hilarious.
Rickles or Don Carlos Rickles.
Don Pablo Rickles.
Frank Castillo Lopez. I love
it.
My buddy was walking through an airport and Don Rickles was walking towards him with like his little three or four entourage of people. And he's like, holy shit, Don Rickles. So as he walks by him, Jarvis goes, Don Rickles, will you please insult me? And he goes, with a face like that, what do you want me to say to you? And just keeps walking. And he's like, yes.
That's great.
He must get asked a million times a day for people to insult him.
Yeah.
Everywhere Don Rickles goes. It's like, hey, will you please shit on me? He's like, yeah, of course. You're a fucking horrible human being. Thanks!
Yeah.
I think it's great, dude.
Yeah, it feels good. There's one thing I want to say about the Broussard battle.
Oh, I thought you wanted to thank us for making you.
Oh, no, I'm going to wait for the end.
That's his parents. I wrote a letter.
When I was going against Broussard, it was like the third joke in, I had switched it up because I knew, I was like, if I switch it, I had wrote a joke that was going to be my intro, but I knew if I had done it right then and there, it was going to win the whole thing. And it was the, Matt's a lot like the food at my work. He's about to get served by a Mexican, which isn't a hard burn, but it's more of like just a shit talking and just kind of like a calling the fence. You know what I mean? Like,
it is really good. What I learned watching that is not to overthink the joke.
Short, quick, bang, bang.
Short, quick, simple. And it doesn't have to be the deepest joke or the most intelligent joke. And that's why I kind of think Todd Barry tried to go for it first was that, in my opinion, maybe you thought he did better. I thought he did better going on. Like, towards the end, he realized he had to have a punchline.
Yeah, that was the thing. Is he had, I felt like the first two, he had just done so well just on his personality. He just won the crowd over. But then when it gets to the later rounds, it's like you now have to. These guys do this so many fucking times. Like, we write jokes. Like, it was so funny because it was like, Ross was like, oh, man, are you worried about memorizing all of those 14 jokes or whatever? Like, that's a lot of jokes. And I was just like, main room or belly room show, main event, we memorize at least 16 jokes. You know what I mean? I was like, that's nothing. I've been doing that for the past 3 fucking years.
You have in those 3 rounders, you fire off a minimum of 15. And then if it goes an extra thing, you got another 3 or 4 right there.
Yeah, you have to.
You
could be up to 20 jokes.
Yeah.
You could be up to 20 different jokes. I remember when I roasted Matt Nost, and I thought of a joke right before the battle started. You know, because you're working all the way up until it starts. So right before the battle started, I thought of a joke, and I wrote it in my phone real fast. And then he did a joke, and then I did a joke, and he did one that was perfect for the... And because, you know, he got a DUI on a Navy base. Mm-hmm. And I said, Matt Nost once got a DUI on a Navy base. You know when Matt Nost drinks, he loves semen. thank you.
That was a good one.
Thanks. But I couldn't... It was worded so tight that... And I just wrote it before... So when he was doing his joke, and he said something about him being in the Navy or something, I'm like, oh, that fucking new one. So I looked at it on my phone, and then I did it. All three judges shit on me for looking at, like, you look like you're not even ready. You look like you weren't even prepared. I'm like, I wrote that joke 4 minutes ago. I have 22 jokes about this guy, and I look at my phone for 1 second, and everybody shit on me for it.
And that's the hardest part.
And if I wouldn't have looked at it, I would have flubbed it, because the wording of it is tough.
And that's the hardest part is that's what I knew coming into this tournament, that I knew I might have had an edge over everyone else's. I know that the closer it gets to the end of the tournament, I have to just make decisions and cut jokes.
Yep.
Like, you know what I mean? And that's – me and Dan talked about that. We were just like, you know what? We have jokes that we're already halfway done fucking writing. It was like, we just got to fucking – there's other presses that are done. It was like,
presses. Your girlfriend is white, right?
Yeah.
Do you think this has helped her parents accept you more?
Her dad fucking is like – Hannah was telling me that her dad has not stopped talking about how happy he is about me. Like, he tells all
his
friends.
Oh, this is great.
But you got along with them.
Along with before, and they loved me, but it was just like, they were just like, oh, yeah, Frank does stand up. But then I was just like, oh, this is like real.
Dude,
like,
Aaron Cater had a funny joke in this Armenian gig that I got to stop doing these Armenian gigs.
You do a lot of Armenian gigs. I didn't know there were so many Armenian gigs.
And they come, and I'm miserable doing it.
Why?
Because... And I love them. I love being Armenian. I love Armenian people. I love doing the gigs. But
that makes
like,
one of us.
They just want a different kind of comedy.
Which is what?
Broad strokes. Broad
strokes. Chris D'Elia?
No, not even Chris D'Elia. Like, oh, my father, he's so Armenian, you know. All the kids, they so Armenian. And it's just like, that is not me.
No
so
shit.
I book
the opposite
shows,
of you.
I do 5 minutes of these shows. I literally do 5 minutes and bring people up. I love doing them. I had
because you do the big bone marrow thing. You've been doing that forever.
I love doing that because it helps people. I mean, I get asked to do other. I'm over it. But point is this. What was my point?
You do these Armenian shows.
Aaron Cater did. Yeah, he had a great joke about how like he was. You know, he got married and the grandparents of his wife were always like, so, how's it going?
Yeah.
Are you guys, you know, are you trying to make it happen? And then he's like, basically, you're asking me if I'm fucking your granddaughter. Yeah. Are you fucking my granddaughter? Yeah. You fuck her good? I keep fucking her. That's me.
Dude, it's so funny if he's like, yes and no, because the thing is, she wants me to spray it in her asshole. I can't get it in her pussy. I'm trying to convince her that, but she just loves cum in her ass. So I don't know which one of you.
I'm so happy for you that you are accepted by your white fucking.
Me too. Now, when you guys first started dating and they introduced you to her parents, how long did they not talk to her?
No, this is literally what happened. I picked her up from her house, but her mom, and I loved her mom for doing this, because this is something my mom would do if she had a daughter. I walked up and she was just like, cool, and nice to meet you. She's like, can I see your ID?
What?
And I was just like, yeah, absolutely. Because she's never met me. She doesn't know who the fuck I am. I'm taking her daughter in my car, and she's just trusting me to bring her back.
How long?
I mean?
You guys have been together for a while.
Yeah, how old were you guys?
I was like 21. And she was 19.
Okay.
Yeah, she wasn't turning 21 for 9 years.
Yeah. So it was just, and I got it. I was like, all right, cool. Went, you know, gave her my ID and stuff. And my girl, Hannah, she was so embarrassed. It ruined the night for her.
Yeah,
I didn't
after
give a
you
shit.
Won,
I was like, all right, cool.
After you won, did they give you like a gift, like a shiny leaf blower or something like that?
No, they gave me a golden lawnmower. It was perfect.
Wow, that's great.
Do you guys see that statistic thing that went around about like how more people die from this than Islamic terrorists in America?
Die from what?
Die from, like, get killed by. There was statistics like three people in the last like year have died from Islamic terrorists. 69 people have died from lawnmowers.
Oh, really?
320 people have died from falling out of their bed.
Wow.
I get that. Old people.
Yeah, old people just like, oh, I fought dead.
Yeah.
Now
that's not, I would not want to go that way. That's one thing we were talking about on the on this other podcast. Like, if you have, if how would you want to die if you knew you were going to die?
How would I want to die?
Want to die or not want to die?
I just
want to
die like three chicks stacked. I just die from
that's
eating so much ass.
Very you.
I OD'd on ass.
Really?
Of course, that's your dream.
I'm like,
but that's like a whole, for those three girls for the rest of their life. Like, remember when that fucking out of shape, fucking whatever he was, guy, Puerto Rican or something, was eating all of our asses and then he just died? It was a horrible story for them.
It's not about them. It's about me.
I want to drown while I get lit on fire, and I've said that on this show before, but I want to be.
That's the worst way.
I want to be lit on fire and then just wrap me in chains, and then right before I'm
what
in so much pain, then just drown me.
I gotta be honest with you, I am not enjoying this conversation.
That's brutal.
The two worst ways to die, to combine them. And maybe in an airplane. Like, I want a plane to get ripped in half while I'm on fire, and then let me fall to my death and then drown.
Frank, since you left the show, and we let you, we decided it was time for you to move on. Because, you know, you can't be an intern for your whole life. And, you know, obviously you made the right decisions because you went on to do great shit. Have you found any love of sports? I thought you didn't like sports before.
No, I mean, I still love baseball.
Other than soccer.
I said, like, Jaron and those guys have kind of got me into football a little bit more.
Do you have a team yet?
No, I mean, if I have, I mean, I'm partial to
the Raiders.
The Raiders, San Francisco, it's such a weird thing. Bay Area, but also my family.
Are you from the Bay Area?
Yeah, I'm from San Jose. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever go to San Francisco to gig?
No, I've never been to San Francisco.
Why don't you?
Because I listen, man. I literally just won the thing Sunday.
I mean,
I moved down here to do stand up, so it's like I haven't even had a chance to go. It's so, this is how ignorant I am. I don't even realize how insane that I have a Comedy Central credit. You know, like
no,
it doesn't.
I get that.
Hasn't
how old are you?
Yet. 27.
That's amazing.
It's insane.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's fucking bananas.
I didn't get my first credit till I was 30.
It's insane.
You are. Yeah, dude, are you going to stay a door guy at the store?
I'm going to work a few more shifts, or I'm going to probably do phone shifts a little bit, but it's also like, I feel like I'm at the place where it's like, if I ask a headliner, like, hey, can I like open for you or do something? They're going to be like, yeah, of course. Yeah, sure.
Definitely.
Why not? You know what I mean?
And don't be afraid to ask.
Yeah, especially now, because it's like, I feel like that it's like,
it's just like Sam said, now is the time to hammer that metal while it's malleable.
And I think I have, like, I'm pretty sure I have some kind of draw now. There's a bunch of young people that probably would like to
see. Yeah, that's why you
got to
do it yourself.
Yeah.
And I'll sit down and talk to you about that. Super Bowl's coming up. Are you excited at all about that?
Yeah.
Are you interested in it?
I am. Very excited.
This is where Fight Nanny goes to sleep.
Yeah. You are? You left the show and now you like football?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I mean,
I hate football. It puts me to sleep.
How do you not like the Super Bowl?
How do you not like the Super Bowl?
I'm going to Six Flags on Sunday, so I don't have to
deal with
anything.
That will be amazing.
Dude, by the way,
you don't like the food or the parties? That's what? That's one
time.
It is the best day to go to Disneyland.
Yep.
I mean,
Disneyland.
It is empty.
See, I have a Six Flags season pass because it's like free. It's like $70 for the year, free parking.
Hey, you don't like football? You don't like Disneyland?
No, I love Disneyland, but it's $900 for their unlimited or $70 for Six Flags. So I'm going with my friend.
Where do they get off, by the way?
$900?
It's like $100 and something. Discount on children, no nothing.
No.
My cousin,
a family of five is like $700.
I have a Disney sleeve and I don't support Disneyland. Yeah. Like,
my cousin's
not...
never been to Disneyland. I want to take him.
Yeah. Get him a job there. Walk in with a broom. You guys both walk in with brooms and jumpsuits on. No one's going to question that.
Yeah.
It's so true.
I don't even like watch halftime. Entrance. I don't even care who performs.
I don't care about this one.
Do you think Lady Gaga says something about Trump?
I've heard that she was instructed not to by the NFL, and then the NFL, Rich, said that's not true. We never said that. Yeah, right.
I'm going to tell you something about the Super Bowl. If you get political in that stuff, it can backfire on you real hard.
Because, dude, this is why, and I agree with you 100%.
Who watches the football the most?
That's why we watch it, to not fucking think about this shit.
And it's something where people are like, when Janet Jackson whipped out those chocolate tits, right? Yeah. And she's like, oh my God, I can't believe that happened. She has a giant nipple thing going on. You're like, oh wow, I can't believe that happened. You had a laser light display on your tits, lady. What are you talking about?
Right.
people get angry because it's like, this is a Super Bowl. I'm watching it with grandma. I'm watching it with grandpa. The kids are here. We just want to see a football game.
I don't want to have to explain politics or sex to my children or grandparents while I'm watching the fucking Super Bowl. It's the reason I'm watching the Super Bowl, to not have to deal with all the crazy bullshit that we have to deal with.
Yeah.
So now we got to talk about all this shit during the fucking game?
I am a big... I used to hate her, but I like Lady Gaga now.
Why do you like her? Because I still am on the fence. I don't really like her. I think it's just too much.
I don't know. I just feel like she just kind of, like, chilled out.
She definitely has.
Like,
before she's not wearing meat dresses anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's not wearing those meat dresses anymore.
Yeah, I think she kind of got to an age where, like, okay, enough of that.
But, I mean, so many people are also doing that. It's not unique anymore. There's a lot of people that are...
I just feel like she chilled out. She did that thing with Tony Bennett, and I just think about them fucking. Like, Tony Bennett's like, yeah, baby.
Oh. And, dude, say what you want about Lady Gaga. Like, when push comes to shove,
she's fucking Tony Bennett.
She ain't easy on the eyes.
What?
I mean, you think she's hot?
I do.
You think she's hot?
Lady Gaga?
I don't.
Yeah. She has a nice body.
Yeah, outside, when she's not wearing makeup, she's actually really, really cute.
When she's not wearing makeup?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's some times where she's, like, super normal. I'm not normal,
I mean, like,
in sense,
she,
but she's, like,
dressed. Does she have, like, a Victoria's Secret model face? No, but she got a hot ass. Her body's great.
Yeah.
And her fucking face is doable.
I mean, she's doable. I'm not saying she's
unfuckable. I'm just saying she's not, like...
I would love if you turned on Lady Gaga. You're, like, just
yeah,
not
yeah.
going to fuck
do
you tonight.
Come off?
I would.
I'm sorry, Lady Gaga. This dick has better things to do.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I would knock her up in a heartbeat. Just for... Who was I saying I would fucking love to knock up the other? I can't remember.
You always say Serena Williams. That's like your go-to.
Oh, I'd knock up Oprah Winfrey without a question about it.
That thing's dead. That womb is dead. That thing has been shut down. That womb was like Motown. It was really big in, a long time ago.
Yeah.
But now nobody cares.
That's great. Motown?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Thank you. I said it. So I don't know if you follow what's going on in the sports, but Shanahan.
Kyle
Shanahan,
yes,
the offensive coordinator for the Atlanta Falcons.
Yes, sir.
Was doing an interview, and his backpack mysteriously disappears.
Mm. I haven't heard this.
You haven't?
No.
Are you being dead serious?
Yeah, I'm being dead serious.
30 minutes, his backpack was gone.
Okay.
And they didn't find it, and some guy mysteriously showed up with it again. Oh, it looked like my backpack.
What?
And what was in it? I mean, what?
Dildos.
No.
A gun.
No, the playbook.
Oh, wait, and this is during the
this was yesterday.
Media day? Oh, yeah. My God. Here we go, Patriots. Oh, my God.
You haven't heard this?
No,
but like I'm just shocked because you. Really
well, it just happened yesterday.
Wait. So one of the guys from the Falcons,
the offensive coordinator, would be the guy.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know how to say it in Spanish, but that would be the guy
that plans all the offense.
Yes, sorry. Yes, yep. Yes.
So his playbook was in a backpack, and they were just like, "Oh, I don't remember." Oh, wow! But a Patriots guy came, was like, "I found your backpack."
No, some random reporter that nobody like.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to Fox Sports. I was like, they were trying to find info on him. They found a Twitter account, and they could find nothing else about him.
On who this guy is?
Yes, that had the backpack.
And what was his? What's the deal with his Twitter account that they found out? Like he is just a random guy.
Yeah, there's nothing else.
Because Tiana's was at Media Day yesterday. She was sending me a bunch of like cool pics of like meeting all the players and stuff. She'll be on the show next week to talk about. She's going to the game. And I was like, oh, wow, that's cool. You know, talk to this guy. Talk to see if you can get a picture with him, so-and-so and so-and-so. So it's such a confusing thing. Every player for both teams are pretty much on the field in different little sections, and anybody can just walk up to him if you have a press pass and just start talking to him.
Yeah.
So Tiana has one, so she's just going up and asking people random questions, like, just for the fuck of it.
Right.
And this guy just like, oh, there's the fucking offensive. Let me just take this into the bathroom and have a quick shit.
Yeah.
Do you think they took pictures and shit? And just
could be
it?
30 minutes. The guy's got 30 minutes to go. Click.
Oh,
click,
God. And the click, thing is, the Patriots are notorious click, for click, this.
Really? Yep.
Oh! The Patriots are notorious for cheating.
Belichick, right?
Every time you go to New England, especially the Patriots, or the Steelers, are like, our walkie-talkies never work there. Somehow the Patriots always work, and our internet is just completely dead every time we play in New England.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, we got weird Wi-Fi here. Oh, really? A billion-dollar company? has weird Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
On only half of the field.
There's a saying, behind every great fortune, there's a great crime.
Yeah.
Nah, I've never heard that, but I like that.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're cheating. That's why Tom Brady, everyone's like, I'm tired of everybody not respecting Tom Brady as great. It's like, everybody knows he's great. They also know he's a giant fucking cheater. This guy last night, Jason Smith, on his radio show is like, somebody tell me how Tom Brady is 39 and still performing at the level he is. No one's ever done that. Who's done that? Brett Favre, that's it.
I mean, it's plus if you go into like, oh, man, the guy's totally innocent in Deflategate and all that. He had nothing to do with it. And they're like, hey, man, all you got to do is just give us your phone. And he's like, sure. Smash, 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 smash. Oh, what happened to it, man? What a coincidence. My phone is in a bazillion pieces. But you can go through it if you want. It's like, come on, dude. Nobody innocent does that. I don't know what didn't happen, but I just know this. If somebody accuses me of something and they want to look at my phone and I hand them 47 pieces of a phone and go, ah, sorry, what a coincidence.
Ah, sorry.
Everyone's going to think I'm guilty.
Yep. Well, dude, they cheat. They got busted. They're just trying to reframe the thing. Here's the problem is I think everybody cheats.
Sure.
And they kept winning more than everybody else to the point where people are like, okay, fuck this. Your cheating must be better than our cheating.
That they got under the microscope a little bit.
Yeah.
That everyone starts going, hey, man, these guys are winning a little too much. Let's see what cheating they're doing.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, the Falcons got in trouble for cheating.
Yeah.
2 years ago for pumping in crowd noise.
Who do you think
How is that cheating? It's just noise.
Because
you can't hear the plays get called.
Because you're trying to communicate with your team, and we're playing music or crowd noise so loud that it's louder than, you know, this. And mind you, here's how you get caught. It's not even a sold-out game, and it sounds like there's 200,000 people here.
Yeah.
Like, at least have a sellout to be convincing.
Yeah.
Because when there's 5,000 empty seats 2 years ago, and you're like, why is it so loud in here? Let's look into this. I mean, it's stupid.
Don't lots of sports do that, though?
Yeah, that's what Sam's saying. Is everybody.
They get in trouble, though.
It's silly.
The New Jersey Nets got in trouble for that with Calipari a long time ago, and they lost draft picks.
So we lost a fourth rounder or something for that. But I think that one's hilarious. If you're pumping in crowd noise, I was always joking that Atlanta's fans are so bad. And by the way, welcome everybody. I've been here for 30 plus years, and now they're coming out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm rooting for the Falcons. Like, where the fuck? The same people that were shitting on me all these years.
And they're all hot chicks. Hot chicks love rooting for bandwagon shit. You never see a hot chick going, let's go, Cleveland, let's go. They never do that unless they're from Cleveland and their dad and their boyfriend were fucking Cleveland Brown fans. Those are the only hot chicks.
You know who loves the Falcons? Hot black chicks.
Oh,
their
dude.
Whole audience looks like the Wendy Williams audience.
Dude,
I'm not even joking.
I can't stop following hot black ass.
That's who, like, they had this, you know, the teams leaving in the bus heading to the airport, so they had a whole, like, drive through a giant parade. It was like 10,000. 31-year-old black chicks.
By the way, if you want to have fun, go on like Instagram, follow a bunch of black strippers. Their Instagram live is just them hanging out in those sloppy ass fucking stripper locker rooms, and chicks just walk around buck ass naked, not giving a shit. Dude, clean your fucking room, man.
Yeah.
Clean your fucking locker room. Clean your workstation, man. Hey, girls are sloppy. That's the whole thing, dude. It's like, girl, you ever go in a women's bathroom? It is messy as fuck.
Oh, yeah. Or, like, your bathroom is pretty. You're actually a clean person.
I have, crazy OCD.
Your home bathroom is clean. I'm talking about your public bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, it's, they get.
Women are terribly messy.
Men's bathrooms.
I was raised by all women. Dude, they just do not care.
Men's bathrooms look like some, like, fucking rape chamber in Saw. You ever go in? It's like people have been murdered. There's the spirits of dead children in here. And then you go into the women's bathroom. It is a fucking palace. It's a palace that Lil Wayne looked like he just trashed.
Yeah, they have furniture. They have like couches and stuff in there.
It's
like, what's the purpose of
that? It's like an Airbnb. You're like, oh, I could sleep here.
Yeah.
But it's just been trashed.
They have like tables with things on them.
Tampons thrown against the wall. Fucking,
I feel like guys' public restrooms are disgusting.
No,
we just miss when we pee.
That's gross.
Just pee all over the place.
We're not there long enough to mess it up because it's such a scary place to be.
Yeah.
Wow.
It is like Saw.
Yeah, that's true.
It is like Saw.
We pee, we fucking run right out.
I ain't shitting in a men's public bathroom.
Oh,
either.
Dude, I fucking shit in men's.
Unless it's Yandas.
You ever shit at the CVS?
Yeah, man.
Any CVS?
Dude, go. There's not one clean CVS bathroom.
Nah, man.
I thought that you had to like ask to go use the bathroom. Like, they'd like buzz you in.
Nah, and then the security guard, it's always a black security guard, just looks at you going, you going to really use this? And you get in there and some gang is like fucking written their like gang mottos in the toilet seat.
Yeah. Six Flags bathroom's really bad, you guys. Speaking of that, there's no mirrors because too many people carve things. So they took all the mirrors out, so you have no idea how bad you look. I went like last month and there was no toilet paper in any of the restrooms. And if you tell anyone, they're like, yeah, we'll get to it.
I went to a public restroom.
That's why you're paying $70 for a whole year.
Sam and I were going to Vegas one time. This is years ago. And you know that one truck stop that you can, and it's like the last place to piss for like a long time.
Yeah.
They have like that weird waterfall in there or whatever. We stopped there. I go into that restroom and someone had taken Sharpie. And it's almost like, we only have enough ink to write four words. So they write four words on the wall. Cocksuck pussy bitch.
Cocksuck pussy bitch.
That's all they wrote.
That sounds like a great show.
Sounds like a fifth grader that's like learning how to use profanity. Like, I'll teach these guys a lesson.
It sounds like a show on Adult Swim, doesn't it? Like,
it does.
Welcome to cocksuck pussy bitch.
Or some weird Japanese game show. welcome to cocksuck pussy bitch.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of Vegas, you see that... that billionaire that was going to fund half the fucking stadium has pulled his money out?
No way.
Oh, really?
So now they're scrambling.
Do you want them to go to Vegas or do you want them to stay?
I want them to stay in the Bay Area.
Yeah, and obviously I would assume you want them to stay in the Bay Area, but if they have to go somewhere, you'd prefer Vegas to San Diego.
I mean, like, dude, I don't want them playing in a baseball stadium.
One of
the premier
teams
in the NFL in terms of marketing. Playing in a baseball, I want to rush for a first not down, not fucking scramble for a fucking for the steal second base.
Yeah,
you know.
No, I agree.
There's no reason why they shouldn't have their own stadium.
Vegas would be fun. I think Vegas would be fun.
I actually think there was talk that with the amount of money that San Diego agreed to give the Chargers, that Davis has the other amount to build a stadium in San Diego.
You know where Davis saves all his money? On haircuts. That guy looks like he let a fucking blind monkey cut his hair.
He definitely has a special.
He has the worst hair of any billionaire.
It's not blind monkey because the line is very specific.
He has the same hair as if like Feng Chao had Down syndrome.
He definitely has the Chinese haircut. Chinese people and Special Olympians all have the same fucking haircut.
Yeah.
Which is like throw a
Have you seen
on
his
that.
Hair? Yes. It's good God.
When we were there last time for the Naughty Show, he was like devastated crying about a breakup and you were so awkward. I felt so bad. He was like crying and he's like, I'm so sad. And I go, are you okay? And he was just ignoring him.
Who? What?
Feng Chao.
Somebody broke up with somebody?
Yeah, but I mean, that's just
regular comics and drama.
He was
crying.
Feng Chao
get your
was
shit
crying?
Together, Chao.
He literally was like smoking, ignoring him. I've never met the guy, but I know who he is. And I was like,
who broke up with who?
I couldn't. I
wasn't
paying attention.
He said he got dumped by his girlfriend in 2 years, but then everyone I've talked to about this says he's single and on Tinder all the time, so I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention. It was something. He was crying about something.
He was literally crying.
Yeah, he was crying. Right, get it together, child. Welcome to America. You get your heart broken here.
I think a lot of guys are on Tinder. A lot of people are on Tinder that do have other people. They just want to, it's like a video game. They're just playing, trying to have fun.
Are you playing right now?
No.
He's like swiping. He's like, see, look what I'm doing.
I'm having the time of my life.
My phone is committing seppuku.
I don't even know what seppuku is.
How did you shatter your phone when you have that fancy case?
I got a chip on mine, too.
Welcome to life. I'm thinking about getting on another phone.
What kind you want to get?
HTC or whatever.
Why not iPhone? What's your beef?
Because here's the problem with the iPhone.
Yes.
Man. Every year a new iPhone comes out. And when a new iPhone comes out, they send you a new operating system, which I think is just
sabotages.
A fucking suicide mission.
Yeah. No, that's true. That's the point.
I agree. All of a sudden, I can't charge my phone.
Yeah, they push
it. All of a sudden, it's just like, oh, your phone's breaking down.
The 7 comes out, I upgrade it, and I can't charge my 6S or whatever.
Yep.
That's why I always go the model before, because they always fucking just.
Oh, so you go down one instead of up to the next one.
I do,
the newest one.
Yeah.
Well, I got an iPhone 2, and it doesn't even have a 7 on it, so it's very hard for me to call certain
people. You have, like, the newest one.
No, I don't. This is 2 iPhones ago.
Two iPhones ago. God, God, where are we as a culture? Oh, this is two iPhones ago.
I know. Our moniker for time is iPhones.
It's so crazy. Yeah.
This whole thing
that's exactly
with Trump
what they
is
want.
Hilarious. Joe Prano brought this up. Joe Prano was like, he brought this up. It's like, everyone's like, delete Uber on your iPhone, which is made in sweatshops. Like, we pick and choose our outrage on stuff.
Why delete Uber, though? Why are they...
Because Uber basically did...
Because everyone's striking because of the protests, like, and at Uber, the airports.
And Uber raised
Uber,
their rates.
And they're like, we're the only people driving to the airports then. Like, they're allowing the immigrant thing.
Yeah. They basically were just like, hey, we're not trying to make a bunch of money off of this. We're not. But just so you guys know, we're lifting all the surge prices. You know what I mean? So it's like we're not trying to make money, but everything's discounted. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like everyone else is
Lyft did that. Uber originally skyrocketed their prices.
Oh, is that what they said?
Yeah,
they raised
like,
a huge
fuck
surge
you.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Because they knew all the taxis were
striking.
Striking, yeah.
And Lyft was like, we'll give $1 million to the ACLU.
I saw that.
And then Uber was scrambling like, ah, here's $3 million. They're trying out. Yeah, I mean, fuck Uber.
That was smart by Lyft. I got that same email. I have never even used Lyft.
Yeah, Lyft was like, ha ha, gotcha. Yeah.
Sucker.
So, yeah, I mean, dude, let's talk about Trump. I know this isn't a...
I love that Russian guy was dead. And it's not even really being talked about.
Do you know that for sure?
I mean, I don't know anything for sure. I don't even know if you could argue that about everything.
Dude?
This is what I think is going to happen. I'll just say this. I think that all the Republicans are waiting for Trump to fuck up because he's going to do it. He's going to do it. And then they're going to impeach him, and then we're going to get Mike Pence.
No, which is what
is just a wet dream for
them. Pence never would have got – he wouldn't beat anybody in the election.
It's the classic thing where it's like Lyndon B. Johnson – Dick Cheney, they knew they could never get elected. Mm-hmm. So they had to come in as vice president.
Yep.
And that's what happens when you see a guy so – Mike Pence wasn't even going to win his fucking state to be governor again.
But this fucking dude is.
They're either going to assassinate him or impeach him.
Nah, I don't think he's going to assassinate. I think he's going to get impeached. I think
he might just step down.
Yeah,
I think he might be like, firing, I don't want any of
this. He's firing people like it's a business.
No, dude. His ego is so big, he would never step down.
No.
It is the ultimate office to hold.
Yeah.
President of the United States.
Dude, he now has legal power to kill people.
Ugh.
That's crazy. Like,
I just think we should kidnap Hillary Clinton and we should fucking put her in a room in a chair, tie her down, and just go Clockwork Orange with her eyes open. She should have to watch CNN fucking 24/7. Until this election's over.
Why?
Like you, because you fucking did this. You fucking did this to us. You were so bad, and you fucking had to get this orangutan's asshole as our fucking to go up against, and you couldn't even beat him. You couldn't even beat him.
I blame women.
My favorite was someone had a great sign. I was watching all the women's show, and it's great. I mean, supporting women is awesome, but just
he was
that,
at the march.
Yeah, and it's great.
You went to the march?
No, I didn't, but you should still march for civil rights. But my favorite,
you were at the
was,
march, but yeah, that's because you're getting a divorce. You were looking for some new tail. I get that.
My
Aaron.
Favorite was the sign that was just like, "All right, see you all, you nice white ladies at the next Black Lives Matter march." Because it was just like, you look at the stats.
Oh yeah,
majority of white women voted for Trump.
Dude, black people when Obama was running for president. Registered to vote. People that hadn't registered to vote for a long time, they showed up and supported so much. Women hate other women. A lot of women looked
this
at her.
Hates chicks.
A lot of women looked at Hillary and they're like, fuck her. I don't even trust that bitch. And then now it's like, I'm with her.
No, no.
You didn't vote for her.
Someone made a great point.
Was it me earlier?
It was you. I can't remember who it was, but it was this black woman. And she pointed out, she was just like,
yeah, that's him.
If you give white women a chance, or not white women a chance, if you give them an opportunity of like, is this going to affect me because of my race? Or is this going to affect me because of my privilege? Or like my
gender?
Yeah, my gender. They're going to pick a race first. Because it's like, you know, this, it's going to suck for a woman, but, you know, at least I'm still a white chick.
Well, I watched The Color Purple, and
I saw
what white people,
all white women, just
white women did to Mexican, to Oprah. So they were just as bad as. See, the whole thing that women hold their fucking hat on, white chicks, that they were oppressed, is that they couldn't vote 50 years ago. So that's their whole, we can't vote.
You mean
like,
the good old days?
Well, it's like, you can't vote. You don't vote now.
Yeah. Jack and I had a great joke about how he was just like, we're not giving white women enough credit for being evil. He was like, they were around during slavery, just
dude,
hanging out.
White chicks fucked Hitler. He got a ton of ass. He was banging Hitler left and right. I mean, they just don't do it.
He's got a strong presence. You know, yeah. He's charming.
If white women didn't have pussies, there'd be a bounty out for all of them.
Jeez.
And I mean that, in the most insulting
chicks.
Way.
And everything.
By the way, I love white women.
You're
I fucking
so nice.
Love like, white women like, so much. They are my favorite.
I love white women too. It's just like the notion that if you tell somebody, "Hey, dude, this is what you do wrong," is like you don't like them.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make any fucking sense at all. Like, dude, everything bad in entertainment, and I must stand by this. Most shit that's bad in entertainment can be directly related to white women supporting that shit.
Are you talking about like The View and shit
Justin
like that?
Bieber, The View?
I mean,
The Fast and the Furious.
What?
That? All right. You know what?
All 12 of those
films.
That's
a good fucking movie. Fuck it. Yeah,
that's
it
a
is.
Great point. I mean, which one?
All of them rock.
Hold on.
All of them rock. It's a great thing. Everybody likes cars and chicks. Blowing up.
They are good movies. I don't know if they're the caliber that you hold them up to, like, fucking.
I'm not saying they should win Oscars. They're good. Okay, fine. I'll give you Fast and Furious. One movie franchise. Let's go through all the other dog shit that's out there. Like Magic Mike. Magic Mike.
I've never seen
I
that.
I liked Magic Mike.
See, this is some bullshit
I've
right
never
now.
Seen it.
The Benedict first one Arnold. Was funny.
Why was it great?
It was a good story. It was funny. The second one is
shit.
Like a crazy
super
road
look,
trip.
Shredded
that
guy.
Has to be. I haven't seen either one of them, and I will jerk off to both of them. That should be a bag of bets.
No,
you have to jerk off while you watch Magic Mike.
I might be losing a lot of fans, and you guys all might fucking hate me, but you gotta watch the second one because it's like a crazy road trip, and it's fucking ridiculous. It's just like a bunch of
There's
dudes.
No plot line.
There, it's like a,
I imagine
it's a stupid road trip movie with a bunch of dudes with good looking bodies. It's
I imagine
hilarious.
That Magic Mike 1 and 2 follows pretty much the same plot line as Breaking 1 and Breaking 2.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
just
yeah.
male strippers.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
Me and my cousin, who's my sister, that we were trying to
that
get to
like
earlier.
Incest.
Remember earlier you were like, do you have any
your
other
cousin
siblings?
Cousin is your sister.
We know how family works.
Yeah, see? He gets it. My
You're
aunt
more
raised
redneck
me.
Than scumbag over here.
My aunt raised me, but we were at Target and there was like a middle-aged like white woman who grabbed Magic Mike and just like biting her lips and moaning.
Jesus
and me and my cousin
Christ.
Were like staring at her. She's like, mm. We're like,
God, that's what I need, a fucking 50-year-old wet pussy in the middle of a Target. Hey, am I in the sushi aisle? Nope, that's just your clam dripping.
Clean up aisle 5.
But I love like how they invite Magic Mike to the Oscars. Like, you know, it's like it's a real story.
Right.
Please right. welcome. Please welcome Sophia Loren and Magic Mike.
What a brave, brave role you played.
It's so I mean
the guy
Twilight,
that just can't stop getting pussy.
Twilight is fucking.
Oh, I loved those books. But I was like 18 when I read them. They were so good.
That wasn't your line. Was it your line?
What?
No, Matthew Broussard had a great line on Todd Barry. Todd Barry's so elitist, he's the only guy who watches kiddie porn and goes, I prefer the book.
Yeah, that's a good joke. So good. That's good.
That's a great joke, man. I stand by what I say. I stand by what I say.
That
like
was a great joke.
You...
I stand by what I say.
I want to talk a little bit to you, before we only got a half hour left, about this Clippers trade. But before we do that, I want to go through some of these prop bets.
Okay.
For the Super Bowl.
All
They're
right.
always interesting.
All right.
And see what you guys all think about this. Here's some crazy ones. Now, this one is 50-50, even money.
All right.
Luke Bryan, who's Luke Bryan?
Probably one of the Magic
singer?
Mike dancers.
Oh, okay. He's the one singing the
a
national anthem.
A country singer that white women like.
There you go.
Is he going to have his T-shirt off?
And that's exactly a great point. That's what the NFL is doing. They're playing the game that you and I are saying we hate, which is, hey, here's the Super Bowl, and guess what we're going to do? We're going to give you Magic Mike, and we're going to give you some cunt at the fucking halftime. And
dude, this is what goes on. Guys go to watch the game. Everything else is about how can we entertain women so they don't go to sex.
Women, gay guys, soup,
right? That's
kids.
All it is. It's like, how do we not keep up? How yep. do we keep from Six Flags?
You're totally right.
So
though.
It's all about who girls like to watch in a halftime show. What the commercials are all for chicks. Who's singing the national anthem? It's all about women. Yep. The game is about guys.
Well, the guy singing the national anthem, Luke Bryan, apparently a country singer with probably a giant fucking rod,
yeah.
and a shiny chest. 50-50, does he wear blue jeans or does he wear any other style of pants when he sings the national anthem?
Oh, he's wearing blue jeans.
The nicest pressed blue jeans you'll have ever seen.
Yeah.
Oh, you think he's going to do that hillbilly iron the blue jeans move?
Yeah, it's like they're not skinny jeans. They're just super tight jeans.
Oh,
yeah.
Say, can you see?
Well, did you guys hear about the NHL? Did you guys hear at the NHL All-Star game, which was Sunday, which is the same time as the NFL All-Star game, which is the NHL's by far the dumbest league out there. They run their finals, the Stanley Cup, during the NBA finals.
Yep.
And then the All-Star. By that. Yep. Mm-hmm. Oops, sorry. And then the All-Star game yep. is during the NFL All-Star game.
Yep.
Like, all you have to do is wait 1 week. Like, yep. what's going on next week? Nothing.
And I tell you what, that skills competition for hockey is very fun to watch.
Yeah.
It's right up there with the dunk contest and three-point contest.
They could wait 1 week.
Yep.
To do a fucking NHL All-Star yep. game. They would have, because once the Super Bowl's done, everyone's like, there's a ton of, they need content. People yep. need sports center, all that neat stuff to talk about. They got completely fucking forgotten.
Yep.
But the reason I brought that up is an hour or two before the All-Star game started, the group that was supposed to sing the national anthem canceled. And I might be wrong on this, but they canceled because their dog was sick.
Wow.
Which sounds
yeah,
like they
right.
just wanted to get out of it.
Yeah.
So they had to scramble to get somebody to sing it. And they got one of the girls who are like the, I guess in the NHL, because I'm not a big ice person.
Yeah.
But they go around, they kind of shave the ice.
Yeah.
And they got one of those girls.
And she rips it apart.
She fucking sang it.
Killed it?
Yeah.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah.
But I like that story better anyway.
Can you sing the national anthem right now without looking at the words?
No. For me.
I think I could.
All right, let's hear it.
You just
we'll
want to know the words?
We'll sing together. We'll try to sing it together.
Yeah, first one to tap out, it goes.
Three,
okay.
Two, one.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave for the land of the free and the home of white bitches.
I'm so proud of you guys.
If it wasn't for those guys, I would have tanked a couple times.
You know, it's so funny. I think we all were like, oh, shit, we're all going to do this together.
Yeah, I think we nailed it.
I think some guy, I think we all had to.
I think individually, we would have fucked it.
Yeah.
Individually, we would have fucked it.
I feel like there was a lot of Mexicans like, just don't fuck this up, Frank. Don't fuck this up.
What she should have done was she nailed it, but I would have started it and then just gave it to everybody else to sing.
Oh, yeah.
You ever see that in Canada a lot where the audience sings it? I'm like,
they have a nice national anthem.
That would be crazy. Well,
what their national anthem is, Oh Christmas Tree. Oh Christmas Tree.
How crazy would it be if Trump was like, all right, this is how we're going to handle deportations? I fucked
it's
up.
Funny you say that.
You guys got to sing the anthem. Everyone's like, fuck. And there's like 10 people here.
Here's another prop bet. Over under is 1.5. How many times will Trump be said on television broadcast? just the word Trump.
I don't think
what is it?
One and a half. You say it twice, you win. You say it once, you lose.
I'm going to take the under.
I think no one's going to say it.
I would take the under.
So toxic right now.
Yep. I think people are going to want to watch the Super Bowl. Not in particular. I mean, it's just the Super Bowl. But a lot of people are like, I'll enjoy this 3 hours to not have to hear about Trump.
All right.
And I think that they're kind of – and I, but we'll see. Who will Donald Trump pick to win the Super Bowl?
Oh, he's going to go Patriots. Patriots. Well, you know what it is? It's weird because he's from New York.
And he's friends with Tom Brady.
Yeah, he's going to go Patriots.
Yep.
That's a prop bet? I put money on that.
That's a prop bet.
How much money you got? I won't bet on it.
$11.
Okay.
Frank, let me borrow $11. How many times will Gronk or Gronkowski be said on television?
Oh, what's the over and under?
Three.
Over.
I think I'll take that over, too.
They're going to be like, this is where
they're
going to
show
them.
Exactly right. They're going to show them a couple times.
See, oh, Bennett is doing what Gronk would do.
Every time Bennett makes a catch, they're going to do that one.
Yes.
Here's having a problem. I don't like that one. Let's see. Which song will Lady Gaga play first during the halftime show? I don't know any of these fucking songs. Bad Romance, Born This Way. I mean, Born This Way is about being gay, right?
Yeah.
She ain't opening with a fucking number like that.
She's all about like gay rights and stuff, though.
Yeah, but open with it? Maybe.
Oh!
Yeah.
You know, Poker Face.
A Poker Face he opens with.
That's the highest odds.
My poker face.
Like a poker face with a fucking broomstick.
I'd hit it. I'd feed it.
How many times will J.J. Watt be mentioned on the broadcast?
Little angry hamster.
How many times will J.J. Watt?
The top of the head and gently the bottom.
And why him?
J.J. Watt what?
How many times will J.J. Watt be mentioned?
What's the number?
One. They say it twice. They say it zero.
I'm going to go... I think they're gonna mention. Here's how J.J. Watt comes in.
Just because it's in Houston.
No, well, yes. So I take the over. But here's what I would do.
Uh-huh.
They're gonna talk about each of their paths to the Super Bowl. They're gonna talk about how they took on Houston minus J.J. Watt.
Oh, I see what you're doing. Like, oh, they beat them without J.J. Watt. Yeah. There's your one.
Yeah.
If they mention it any other time or show him in the audience, because he'll be there.
Was it on NBC?
He'll be there. I think it's on Fox. I'm not sure.
Oh, so it's not Chris Collinsworth? Because that guy loves a slow stroke.
Oh, my God. Damn it. I hope it's not
Chris
Collinsworth.
Is there any better athlete than J.J. Watt? You're like, oh, get out of here.
Chris Collinsworth is the worst. Let's see. How many times will Giselle be mentioned?
Oh, all the time?
1.5. By the way, can we note that this guy, say what you want about him, nobody.
What do we say about him? He's great. He's probably got a huge dick because his kid's got this giant bazooka.
That's the only
You've
thing.
You seen his kid's dick?
Yeah, someone put out a picture. They had him running naked on the thing. They said it was like dragon.
Really?
Yeah, the kid is just.
Look up Tom Brady's kid's cock.
No.
Please.
No, she's going to be fucking.
I'm a nanny. I'll get in trouble.
Yeah. I won't. I just want to look at it.
And isn't he only like so four? Funny. Their kids are little.
Yeah.
If it's under six, it's not weird to look at.
My mom's so proud of me still. It's so fun. No, I'm just kidding.
I know, right? That's 1.5. She'll get mentioned more than that. But this guy, quarterback in Michigan, that's a big thing.
I would rather see how many times will they show her on television.
Yeah.
Because all they do is show hot chicks for some reason.
Because she'll
like,
be like deep into the fucking thing. In the box.
Yeah, they'll show the box.
Yeah,
they
probably.
Always show the box.
Yeah, they show the box.
And the classic prop bet. He's up there just fucking punching the circling the bean. Circling the bean.
Elbowing her snatch.
Someone's coming off the top rope and elbowing her right into her fucking the man in the boat. Heads or tails? Coin toss.
Heads.
Tails.
I always say tails. I don't know why, but I always pick tails. And it hasn't worked out for me.
My favorite scene from they go to Vegas, the family trip. They go to Vegas, and he's just they go to the worst.
European vacation?
Yeah.
No, family vacation?
Yeah, to Vegas, and they go to, like, the shittiest casino, and it's just rock, paper, scissors, and then they're just doing stupid games. That shit fucking killed me.
LeGarrette Blount scored a touchdown in the first half? Probably.
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 I mean, they get to the five, and you hand it to that guy three times. He's a big load to bring down.
Dude, like we said last week, that guy's one punch changed that guy's life.
It really did.
Change that guy's life.
I mean, because he could have
been
a legit first rounder.
For that money.
He would have been a legit first rounder, you would think. Let's see if they got any other good ones here. Let's see. See, there's so many of these dumb prop bets. First commercial, beer commercial or not?
Beer commercial.
So, and that's where you go like, what do you mean first commercial? From the kickoff, not any of the before shit, not any of that. Once the ball is kicked off, the game is officially started, first commercial break, beer commercial or not?
Yes.
It's either going to be a beer commercial or a food commercial.
No.
Beer commercial.
I think it's going to be beer commercial or it could be...
Truck commercial.
Truck?
Auto? Any kind of car? Any kind of car? I could see that.
What if a beer commercial in the truck car and it's just like drunk drivers crashing?
The commercials are always one of the best parts of the Super Bowl.
Are we going to do a bag of bets for the commercial?
Oh.
Ooh, boy, you're really coming in hot. Huh?
He misses it.
He does miss this goddamn thing. Oh, I want to put one in there, too, because I do like the idea of having to jerk off to Magic Mike to completion.
Ha!
You're so weird. I do like
you're
the idea of
do
that.
What?
You just want
to
jack off to it, but
no,
you
I'm
want
saying,
an excuse.
I'm saying, put in a bag of bets already. You
yeah.
have to watch Magic Mike and jerk off.
Because he wants to do it and not feel bad about it.
I would have already done
it if I wanted to do it.
I want to talk about it publicly.
Do you have to be a certain amount of time into the movie and jerk off and finish? Or do you have to like...
No, you just have to finish within the 90 minutes of the film.
Do you have... If you finish, do you have to finish watching the movie?
Hold on.
Ah, that's a
good
point.
That's a great question.
Yes.
I bet you on YouTube you can get the highlight dance scenes of Magic Mike.
For that lady in Target, she probably made it.
All right, what are the worst things that are in here?
Since you've been gone, Ari's jacked off in studio, but he couldn't come to completion.
Wait, to the camera or away?
He was
like,
sitting next
just
to
sitting
me,
there,
right,
and I
where
gave
you're
him
sitting.
Yeah, I gave him lotion, and he did it for a while. He was like chafing; he couldn't come.
Didn't you like rub his balls while
no,
did
you
it?
Guys wanted me to? All I did was give him lotion.
Was he with her mouth?
Was
he
staring
that's
what you call saliva.
He was staring at all of us in the eyes.
I guess you just can't perform.
Now, are we? How are we? What are we doing here? Because this is, I'm automatically scared and nervous.
All three of us are doing one.
Hold on, no, no. We're gonna
so this is whoever's right about
you
first
say it's
commercial.
Be a truck.
I'm gonna go beer commercial right
You're
out the gate.
You're gonna go truck. Oh wait a minute.
I'm going beer commercial.
Could be like a soft drink.
Are you in on this?
No. We got to do it by category, so it's broad enough. So it's either gonna be food, drink. Or
automobile. Oh, God.
All right.
Because it's not going to be a movie.
I will go drink. I will take drink. Because I think it's either going to be a soft Pepsi or Pepsi or a beer. I think it's Pepsi or beer right out the gate.
No, you can't get both.
No, that's
food, drink, or car.
Food or car.
Food, drink, or car. And I think it's either going to be beer or soda.
That's you got to pick one or the other, dude. Because that's a lot. Because if he goes car, right, that's specific. Food or drink is like...
I'm not going food. I'm going...
You go Budweiser or Coke. They buy huge amounts. If he goes car, he does get like, you know, $4. But it's specific.
Right.
All right. You know, I do get where you're coming from. Because it's like... Because liquid is such a bright... You know, there's so many different liquids.
Yeah.
Okay,
and it could also
that.
Be like fucking Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Yeah, you're right.
You got a wide range of
Mike's Hard Lemonade is not making a Super Bowl commercial.
100% they are. There's some random website that put all the money they mortgaged their house on a fucking 30-second commercial.
I'm going to go... God, boy, because I'm kind of leaning towards soft drink. I'm gonna go soft drink first, then.
Okay. I'll go beer.
Okay.
You fucking Mexican backstabbing prick. See how he just swindled me out of that?
I'll go automobile.
So I'm going soft drink.
Sam
is going car. Yeah, Mountain Dew, whatever the fuck. Sam's going... You're going car?
Is that first commercial up?
No, it's the first commercial after the kickoff.
First commercial break? After the kickoff, so the ball is kicked, so it's not pregame.
The very
not...
first commercial, because they'll do like three in
Yeah.
First one. That's
first
it. That's all we're talking about.
Because they're going to do it in blocks, that first commercial.
And you're going beer.
Yeah. So wait, if we all get it wrong, do we have to do it?
Then it's off. Then it's a push and it's off.
Okay, so whoever wins.
So this is Teebe, and then Sammy's going car. So Nanny, you want to take tampons?
No, I'm not. I don't do bag of bets. That's terrible. So I have to masturbate to Magic Mike and tell you guys about it. It's so embarrassing.
You know,
you're the only one who would have a dog in that fight.
You know what I mean? We got to jerk out the Magic Mike.
No, we're going to pull it out. Unless you want that to be the bet.
I'll do that bet.
Magic Mike.
You jerk out the Magic Mike.
All right. There it is.
But you got to finish.
You got to come.
You got to finish.
And you can't use porn. You can't be looking at
I don't think that's
going to
be a problem.
So you guys just have to come and tell the story?
Yeah.
You got to say, you got to tweet proof.
You got to come on the Magic Mike you DVD.
We have to figure out something where you either Facebook Live it or Instagram Live it, but you don't see you jerking off.
That's so
but you,
this
but is the you can watch.
I'm ruining my career right now.
Ah. It's already ruined. Go. Perfect. So let's do it.
Not here. Weird. It's got to be. Yeah, no, it's got
to
be.
I don't know how to get away with that. I just say
some video proof that you're doing. We don't want to actually see you jerking off.
Yeah, my girlfriend can confirm. Obviously, like I can videotape her. Like, did I just jerk off?
What is that?
I know what the first commercial is going to be. I already said what it is.
Okay, hold on. We made a bet. What is it?
According to this, and this could be wrong. And this,
Get on mic. Get on mic so we can hear you.
According to the site that I just found, and it could be wrong. Okay. It's going to be a Toyota commercial. I told you it was going to be a car.
Yes! But we'll see. It's not over yet.
Yep, that's true.
It's not over yet.
If that is true.
Yay!
We'll see. Now, is it a Mountain Dew Toyota by any chance?
What if it's a Red Bull car?
Wait. If the car, what if the car has to do, the commercial has to also deal about like dealing with, I don't know.
No, they double up sometimes.
Sometimes.
You see like, you know.
A Budweiser truck?
Yeah, it's a Budweiser truck fucking driving through a soft drink machine.
Well, we'll see. But
we'll see. I almost wish you didn't say that, but
no,
that's fine.
Never mind. This was from 2015.
Oh! We're back on. It's from 2015. But I tell you what, that did scare me. That is good intel because in years past, they've gone car commercial first. My only thing, I don't think they're going to go beer commercial right at the gate. Is, you know,
you
the kids
Coke,
and all this.
They could go Coke. They could go Pepsi.
That's why I didn't go alcohol.
I don't know.
I think they're going to wait.
America. They might just fucking do beer at the gate.
They might go America. They might go America.
All well, right. Guys, that's exciting. So we'll do the Magic Mic.
Hey, I also want to talk about something when we're done.
I want to talk about this Clipper thing, too.
Can I, real quick, I want to get into something while you're writing this down. Starting this week, everybody, you can pre-order The Diabolical. It is going to be available for pre-order. It's coming out second week in March, but you can pre-order it this week. And it's a two-disc CD. It is 1 hour of fucking firepower, and then the other one is me bombing for an hour. So
I like that, though. I like that you're putting that out, bombing.
It's called Friday Night Late Show, and I just eat it for like an hour.
That's great.
You know, and it's just like I'm just yelling at these people. After about 5 minutes, I realize nobody's listening, and I just
all bets are off, and then you go like, hey, man.
I just start ripping people new assholes.
That's like in hockey when you're just like.
When you do the road, you'll realize that the worst show is always Friday Night Late Show because they've worked all day, and they've gotten sloppy drunk, and then they're tired. So the late show's always the worst show. When I bombed twice on stage on the road in my 20 years of comedy. They were both Friday Night Late Shows where I bombed. I used all my comedy store tricks, couldn't get anything. So I'll be tweeting that out. You can buy the pre-ordered digital copy of the two-disc CD collection, The Diabolical.
Nice. Did either of you two watch the free fights? Oh, well, everybody knows that. I've been tweeting about it, but my album will be coming out on All Things Records in February, right in the middle of February. So you'll find all
date,
the info
right?
for that.
February 14th.
Yes, February 14th.
Thank you.
Yep. Valentine's Day present?
Did
yeah.
you?
For your lady. So you'd hear a guy yell cunt for a fucking hour.
I think I get about five or six of them in there.
You fucking cunt!
Happy Valentine's Day, twat! did you watch fights?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
I think you did because I thought I saw you tweeting about it when I was watching it. I thought that was a great card for four fights.
Dude, it's the cards you never – we're talking UFC, obviously. The cards you never suspect.
Yeah.
Real quick, we end up – you're going Falcons. I'm going Falcons. Where are you going?
Falcons.
Yeah.
Patriots, just to be different.
Oh!
Of course.
Twat!
I know. Just because she wants Tom Brady to have more in his life.
Those are about to buy SeatGeek. SeatGeek, use promo code SeatGeek. Download the app.
And guys,
use the promo code.
You want Super Bowl tickets? Go to SeatGeek, download the app, and I'm sure that's the. You're not going to find any other way to find cheaper seats than that, and they are expensive seats. But go to BetDSI. Go BetDSI and make those Super Bowl prop bets. I'm sure they have a lot of them on there. I love the card.
What did you love?
That it was four fights that weren't all go in the distance and a boring fucking dance around. Like, it was like bang, 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 bang. Yeah. Decisive winners. And a lot of, there was some surprises.
Is Arlovsky going to have to retire?
Yeah, he should.
He just keeps losing.
Yeah, he keeps losing. And I was very surprised, you know, it really making a co-main event. Cerrone was, that was his day. In his hometown, supposed to be his thing.
I don't think he does well under pressure.
Is it,
I think he needs anxiety meds.
There were some interesting.
When he doesn't care, he annihilates at home, and the title shot is when he's lost.
And he seems to do this thing. Yeah, you're right about that. But he seems to do this thing where he'll rattle off five in a row where he looks like the cowboy we know and love, and then he'll get this. Here's his time. Here's his time to prove everybody, and then he and then he doesn't come through somehow, way, shape, or form.
There are some great fights on the card. There was a very interesting one between Rafael Sunsal versus Aljamain Sterling. And if you watch that fight, Aljamain Sterling looks like the John Jones of 135.
Yeah.
He's way bigger than everybody else. Yeah. He's got longer reach. But he's, I you can call this racist, I don't care. He's that black athlete that's so athletic that he doesn't work on the little detail stuff. That's the difference between winning and losing.
Yeah.
He's so athletic.
Right.
And he just, you watch him, he just, he doesn't have, like, the fucking little details. He could dominate everybody at that weight class.
Yeah.
He's just not focused enough. It's very much like Tracy McGrady. Tracy McGrady's athletic skills were so above everybody else.
Michael Vick.
He never worked on the little nuances that comes with putting in time and effort that he never could get to that next level of, like, winning a championship.
Did you ever see any of those interviews of Michael Vick, like, after? Quite recently, they've done a couple different. They did that, not 30 for 30 about him, but, oh, Football Life. And he outwardly admits, yeah, man, I just, you would look in my front seat, and it would be every DVD. There'd be about 12 DVDs by week 13 of all the game plans they wanted me to go through. I would just throw them in my car and just not even, I didn't even care. And you're like, we gave you $100 million. And you're just like, fuck it. I'm just faster than everybody. I don't have to read. I don't have to know the playbook.
And when that left, he went to shit.
I don't have to
lose that thing.
Yep.
That's what I'm worried about with, like, they thought LeBron James was going to do that, but he put in work. I'm worried about.
But later.
Oh, fun thing about Blake Griffin. Oh, after we get shellacked. Oh, and I got, and we'll get right to this card. We got shellacked by Golden State. Like, two nights before, him and DeAndre Jordan are at the West Side Theater. Fucking doing improv.
I saw that.
Doing improv.
I saw that.
Like, that's why it's like, I think you gotta, I mean, like, I love him to death. You are too Hollywood. It's just too
both
much,
of them.
Man.
Both
it's
of them are.
It's just too much. It's
both
too
of them
much.
Are. I think
improv?
Both of them are.
But how is that improv, though?
What?
I said, how is that improv, though?
I'm sure it was just great.
I'm sure it's shitty.
Couple NBA
He's
players are just
funny. He's
Everyone says
pretty
Blake Griffin's stand-up is funny.
He's actually got a good sense of humor and
He's
a good funny
an
bone.
He's an alt comic, and I don't appreciate it.
Ha ha! It's so funny.
He was at what
Him
was
and
that?
Neil Brennan doing those
Montreal
alt
thing. Is that
yeah?
Just
he
the
was
laughs?
He's
he
at
was
the Laugh
there
Factory
for like the week, and everyone
he also,
said he was really funny.
Yeah, he also interned at Funny or Die when they were off season, right?
Yep,
that is true.
So the next fight was I love this fight was. Jason Knight versus Alex Karakas. I forget. It's
I like
Bruce
let's just
Leroy.
Call him Bruce. Yeah, let's just call him Bruce Leroy.
Bruce
I don't know
Leroy?
How to say his last name.
That literally could be Trump supporters versus Obama supporters.
I like Bruce Leroy. I like Bruce Leroy.
Me too.
Yeah.
I like his
yeah,
hair.
Yeah, but you know, this guy, Jason Knight, he's like, he's just white trash fighter. Like he, and I'm happy for him. Like you tell, like the when he was talking about, he comes from like trailer trash. And the fact that he's fighting in the UFC and he's gotten as far as he did, and he got a big win. I'm pretty happy for him.
There was a lot of racial tension in my high school, primarily caused by me.
Jesus.
But at one point in time, there was supposed to be this big race riot. And so they had all these cops show up. So all the hallway would be lined with cops because all these black people, like the you know, like the ghetto-ish black people and the white, trashiest white people had this beef. And then in the middle of them were all these normal people. So it was going to be this huge. And that's what this fight reminded me of, like the fights that would go down in high school between a shitty black person in your school and a shitty white person in your school. Not that Bruce Leroy is, but. And my best, one of my best friends was black, this kid named Jody Towns. So we're at lunch and we're sitting there having lunch together.
Race dropper.
And if we're like, hey, man, if this shit's, and he was like built like me, like just a little skinny guy. And I go, this fight starts going down, man. Let's just grab each other and be like shaking each other. Like, they're like, okay, those two are attended for. You know what I mean? Like, you just act like we're wrestling around so no one will hit either one
That's
of us.
That's funny. The one fight I want to get into, this fucking French guy, this giant black
With Arlovsky?
Francis. Yeah. I don't know how to say his last name versus Arlovsky. Give it a shot.
Nagano?
Yeah.
Nagano.
Dude, that guy.
Looks like it.
By the way, we got a new guy on the top of our power rankings of least guy you want to see banging your girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's that fucking French fucking humongous human being.
Yeah.
Dude, that guy, he looks huge.
Yeah.
And he didn't even, everyone's like, oh, he just, this, he barely hit Orlovsky and Orlovsky flew in the air.
Yeah.
That's how powerful this guy is.
Orlovsky's at that point where it's done.
Name recognition. They feed him to guys they want to get names with.
Yeah, yeah, but it's not even he's a gatekeeper. Now he's just like a fucking, but like.
Heavyweight's just not great right now. It's
all
older people.
That's why they're
people.
Excited
yeah.
about this guy.
How old is he?
He's actually really
14.
Young.
He's 14.
He's like a
12-year-old. Cool.
He's like a 12-year-old.
Can you imagine being that big at 12? You're just beating the living shit out of everybody.
Were you guys sad to see Cowboy Wobbly twice?
Yes.
It was weird.
He's a weird dude, man. He's definitely a guy, if you can hit him in the ribs, he folds. That
we've seen that. We've seen that.
It's like
with him.
You kick it, punch it, he goes fucking
we've
down.
We've seen that with him.
The weirdest part of the whole night, of the fight night, there are two really weird things in that thing. First of all, you know how every sporting event has to do some military thing to get dumb people to join the military?
Yep.
They did it, but they did it with the Russian fighter. Did anyone else find that weird? Where, like, the Russian female fighter.
Oh, and then
was
they
like
do
doing naval fucking military exercises with our military.
Right.
We're like, we're about to bomb your village. Like,
I know.
A weird moment.
It's like having like a Patriots, one of the New England Patriots ball boys come watch your practice. You're like, why is this person here?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're known for cheating and stealing plans.
And then Pena's coach gave a weird interview. Did you watch that interview?
I don't like her.
You don't?
No, it's Pena?
Why? That surprises me.
I don't like cocky people ever.
I can't believe
and
a chick
like
doesn't
so
like
cocky.
Another chick.
I like
that's
the other girl. I love
what
the
girl. What did you just say?
I love the girl fight.
The Diaz brothers you love more than anybody, and you're just like,
they're
I don't like
cocky. They're not cocky. They're real.
Chick logic.
I love them.
They're not
believe me,
cocky,
I love them.
They're
too.
Real.
Yeah. Right,
it's
right, right.
Good only they play their own instrument.
This is exactly what happened to Hillary. This is exactly what happened to Hillary.
I support female MMA more than anyone on this show.
No, I'm a big MMA.
You and me. You
I
and
love those cunts. I love, there's nobody on this show that loves watching women get punched in the face more than
Why
me.
Why are you shocked I don't like her?
Just because I, for the opposite of what you actually just said, you seem to like these like confident people that come in and back up their what they said they're going to do.
But I hate Rockhold, I hate Bisping, I hate McGregor, I hate all those type of people.
Right.
You hate McGregor. That's unbelievable. That's
I don't hate McGregor. I tell you what I am sick of. Hearing about this Mayweather
people.
Fight. Hearing about this Mayweather fight.
It's going to happen.
Sure.
Yeah.
And if everything works out perfectly, Mayweather and McGregor will fight in 13 months. So I got to spend the next year listening to this. I
Why
fell for this before.
Long?
If I was McGregor, I would be doing the same thing he's doing. Just pushing this. He's going to make a minimum of just show up money of 25 mil.
Oh,
that doesn't include
that.
Pay-per-view. No, the purse they're going to give him.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
To make that in the UFC, he's going to have to fight
four
seven
times. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he's going to get his ass kicked by Mayweather. He's going to get his ass kicked.
I don't know if ass kicked.
No, he will, dude. That guy, I mean, the only
he'll get outboxed.
Yeah.
He's not going to get knocked out.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
I mean, Mayweather hasn't knocked anybody out in a long time.
Yeah,
and Conor's got a chin.
But he's not fighting a classically trained boxer this time.
Yeah, I'm just saying Conor's no joke when it comes to his chin.
We'll see, dude.
I think I don't know. I would love to see that fight. I would love to see it happen. But what my big fear is this is all we talk about for 4 years. Just like you and I went through that with Pacquiao Mayweather. We had to hear it for 5 years and then it never happens.
Wait, you didn't hear that fight happen.
No, I'm just saying. Long after their prime, long after it mattered, long after it was relevant. Yeah, these two may fight when they're both 40, but who gives a fuck
no,
then?
I'm with you.
I want them to fight in their prime. Mayweather's already not in his prime. He's already a retired boxer.
Yep, I'm with you, dude.
You know?
So here we are. We've come to the end.
What about JJ?
Yeah, real quick, let's get into this because here's one thing that I would like to say. Oh, wow, we actually got through both of those. Good job, guys. Here's how I know Sam is a diehard Clipper fan, And he is, because I was thinking about this last night, he's a diehard Clipper fan, and he's not just one of these fanboys that, like, I like Chris Paul, so I like the Clippers. I like Blake Griffin, so I like the Clippers. Or I hate the Lakers, so I like the Clippers. Sam Tripoli
hates everyone on the team.
Is willing to trade the entire team for I don't even know what.
He literally
in the last two
all
nights.
The starters.
Sam and I are in a thread with a bunch of other Clipper fans. So, you know, every day when something will pop in the news, one of us will throw something in there. Every trade possible for it, there's one person, true or false. Who's the only person you're not willing to trade?
Chris Paul.
Everybody else you have said at one point in time or another needs
yep.
to go.
Yep.
Every single one of them.
Yeah, dude. I mean, like, here's the thing. When we took on Golden State.
You're willing to get rid of every Clipper but Chris Paul and just go, what are
keep,
we good
if
for?
If I could keep people, who'd I want to keep?
Yep.
Chris Paul.
Yep.
Austin Rivers. Mo Spieth. That's it. Mo wow. Buckets. Those are the only three if I could pick. I'd get rid of everybody else.
I am now starting to, although I do love him and I think he's funny, I'm just done with Blake. I'm done with the injuries. I'm done with, unless he wants to come be on Punch Drunk, and then I'm right up there with
Mickey
Gall.
So
you want me to give him a call?
Oh, my God.
He hit him up at the roast batter. Great job, bro. Great job. Really enjoyed that stuff. Really hit him hard. You should come roast fuck CP3. He's an asshole. I just feel like you need firepower. And, like, if I get rid of anybody, I get rid of GM Doc.
Where I'm starting to...
Get rid of him, dude. It's like there are so many guys out there you could be filling in things. And you're just like, nope.
Paul now, do you mind? You don't mind him as a coach?
I think he's a great coach.
So you would keep him as a coach, just strip him of his GM thing?
Yep.
When's the last time someone was a good GM and coach?
It never happened.
It's like, hey, I'm going to be president and secretary of defense.
Pat Riley was the last one.
And that was a different era.
Yeah.
That was a whole different era.
I would trade. I would go. If you can get Carmelo Anthony, do it.
Except for JJ.
No, fuck JJ. Fuck JJ.
This is what our thread sounds like. It's all this.
But he's so pretty to look at.
Thank you.
I don't give a shit.
And he can stroke the ball.
You can go jerk off the Magic Mike. You can enjoy that.
I don't like Magic Bike.
Mike, you don't like a Magic Bike.
I don't like it so much I can't even say it.
I don't want a Magic Bike, you asshole.
Okay.
I want JJ.
I want them to trade JJ. To Portland?
Oh, I do not want...
For C.J. McCollough and that white guy who from Duke. Mm. Get that guy. You don't need a good center in this league. We get destroyed. Destroyed by everybody in the paint. And D.J. supposedly this great guy. Trade him while his value's hot. He was first team All-NBA.
I'd rather trade Blake than J.J. D.J.
They hit up Sacramento to see if they wanted
What?
For DeMarcus Cousins.
For Cousins?
I'd do that right now.
For Blake, for Cousins?
Yep.
I would do that, too.
Goodbye!
I would do that, too. I mean, he just can't be healthy, bro. That's my beef with him. I like the guy when he's there.
I'm going
to
tell you something.
But then we get so used to playing without him that when he does come back, it screws up chemistry.
I'm telling
Blake?
You where he should go.
Yeah.
But doesn't he should go to one place. Get injured, too?
Yep.
He should go to Phoenix. If I was Blake Griffin, I'd want to go to Phoenix, and I'll tell you why. Because everybody who goes to Phoenix... That's injury prone, gets healthy. I don't know what it is about that town. Yeah. It's that there's some weird kind of aura.
About the air.
Everybody who goes there. Like, look at Steve Nash. Before he went to Phoenix, he was injury prone.
That is
then
true.
Then he played for 10 years straight. Then they trade him to
Lakers.
And he shits the bed. Grant Hill, same thing, dude. Blake Griffin should go to Phoenix. Trade him for one of those fucking shooters out there. So that's my opinion. Guys, great show.
Guys, I feel good. Frank, congratulations. Really so great. Happy
so
for
much.
You, bro.
Thank you. This is crazy.
My Twitter, and I know yours did too, but my Twitter went up of everybody just Punch Drunk fans going like, holy shit, is that the guy you guys used to shit on that couldn't do look up stats? He's hilarious on this.
From Stat Boy, the roast champ, I feel like you
so
owe us
proud,
a big,
bro.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much.
I saw something in you. You were great. We decided it's time to let the butterfly fly. We let you fly and look.
Dude,
what
you represented
did.
The store. You represented Punch
Drunk. That's what it felt good. Someone said
you represented all things comedy.
Someone's like, someone was just like, you were like the most famous door guy that became famous while being a door guy.
Sam Kasson was a door guy.
Yeah, I know.
I was
a door guy.
All the greats were door guys. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody does door guys. Yeah.
So this is the last time I'm going to come here for free.
Next time you have an appearance fee.
Guys, it was great. Thank you, guys. We got albums coming out. Go to SeatGeek. Go to BetDSI. We love you guys very much. Next week, we got Sarah Tiani.
Talking Whoa. Super Bowl.
And if you guys have guests you want to get us on, keep tweeting us. We'll hit them up. Without you guys, the show's nothing. And thank you for supporting Punch Run, because it's where winners win.
Also,
thank
don't
you.
Forget, if Falcons win, I get to bang Tiana, and we'll talk about it next week.
Ha ha ha. Bye, guys.
Bye.